It's time for TC Titan Football on Q100 106.3. Now let's head to the booth with Tom Devitt and Rich Calkins.
Good afternoon and welcome to Blarney Stone Broadcasting's presentation of Traverse City West football. Today, a special matinee game featuring a battle for the Coast Guard Cup between the Titans and the Grand Haven Buccaneers. Hello, I'm Tom Devitt along with my esteemed colleague, Rich Calkins, and we'll talk about this game and the build-up as we got about 5 minutes before kickoff. But beforehand, Coach Vaughn had a really nice iron and a little special treat this week, didn't he?
He really did, Tom. I mean, with the way the Titans came back in that battle at the Big House, down 28-8, that one point, and the Titans come back and win 35-28. The Detroit Lions, for years now, they've been picking a high school coach of the week each and every week, and this time it was Coach Greg Vaughn. Part of that, I believe, also, Tom, was for the effort he put forth climbing all the stairs to come up to us for the post-game interview. As we know, our broadcast location was a half a mile up in the sky there, and Coach Vaughn made it all the way up there, and man, how exciting was that? What a great way, though, to get started and also being named Coach of the Week by the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, but honor, they get some money donated to the school, and he gets to go to a game at the end of the year, and they bring him out at halftime along with the other coaches of the week. So it's a great honor for him. Congratulations. And it was some fine coaching last week for sure, but also senior leadership. I mean, this is a team was down at 28-7 at one time. It was hot, 88 degrees. These guys came out at halftime, and that defense just plugged holes.
Wasn't that the name of the game in that second half? I mean, that defense absolutely shut down that high-powered Midland offense. And then special teams, too. Tom, that punt block team was highly impressive. We're going to see today, too, to see if they can still have that same type of energy that they had last week down at the Battle of the Big House. But, man, that was one impressive performance by the defense and special teams last week.
Absolutely. You know, I did want to make correct one error from last week. On their opening, when Traverse City West, we thought they were going for what would have been a very unusual fake punt down inside their own. And from what I hear is that was actually a bad snap. Now, the snap was a little high, but we thought they were going for
right.
It seemed like it. Watching it live, that's what it seemed like, but it wasn't. I guess it was a bad snap. We would have thought it was a questionable call to begin with, going for it on your own 20, but for a fake on their own 20. But that's what it turned out to be, so Coach Vaughn was not calling for a fake punt at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Again, where we were located, Tom, again, we were very high up in the air. So, again, we couldn't necessarily see the snap being high at that point. But hey, it all worked out great. And riding high is this Titan team.
As the Traverse City West band is out on the field now. It's interesting that last week we broadcast from one of the historic great college football venues in the country. And today we're back at Thurlby Field, one of the great stadiums in the state of Michigan, as we can see that they're constructing a new scoreboard over here. That's interesting, as we got about 2 minutes and 50 seconds before kickoff. Let's talk about this game real quick. Grand Haven comes in here after winning last week and really struggled last year, but it was more a COVID thing last year where they lost a lot of players and they did not win a game, but that is not indicative of what this team brings to the table.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a huge school down on the shores of Lake Michigan. Tom, right, is purely Grand Rapids. They have almost 2,000 kids in their high school. It's a really big high school, and they play in that OKC Red division. They play the likes of Rockford and East Kentwood, Granville, Hudson. So they play all big. And their nicknames, they are the Buccaneers. As long as they don't pull out Tom Brady right now, we should be okay.
Absolutely. And this kid, Owen Wentworth Worthington, okay, Worthington, he was the star last week, accounted for all their points, saying a lot of big things for this guy, this quarterback. So he's one of the guys the players are going to key on. But I was watching this team as they were warming up. This is a very big team,
yeah.
Grand Haven team. So this is going to be interesting. Should be a fun game. Battle for the Coast Guard Cup. Do they have the actual cup here? As I'm looking down, I don't see it. But we'll find out before it's all over. But we need to take a break. They're going to do the national anthem. We will come back with the opening kickoff. It is Traverse City West Titans versus the Grand Haven Buccaneers. You are listening to Blarney Stone Broadcasting's presentation of Traverse City West Football.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales. On M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
And welcome back as we're getting ready for the opening kickoff. Traverse City West Titans taking on the Grand Haven Buccaneers, and it is a battle for the Coast Guard Cup. And Rich, we had a little treat here. In the national anthem, we had the Coast Guard helicopter fly buzz the tower here.
I love it. Exactly, you know, obviously you'd expect that with two Coast Guard stations. That's why they have the Coast Guard Cup, and the local one from Traverse City here flew over, has been hovering around the stadium here for the last few minutes. So very cool time to have them fly over here in a high school football game.
Absolutely. Okay, this will be game two for the Titans. Their schedule is pretty much, it's front-loaded. I mean, we had that game last week against Midland. This is going to be a tough one against Grand Haven. They got Cadillac next week and then Central. So it starts off tough for the Titans. This is a very important game for them as they've got the banner there ready to break through it here as they'll announce the Titans team. Good to see a lot of fans here. This is obviously the students not back in school, but for an opening matinee game, it's a pretty good crowd, and they're still coming in here.
It is, absolutely. Again, another, like you had mentioned before, another afternoon start for the Titans here. Tom, after the afternoon start down at the Big House last week, another one here, so definitely getting to play. Much cooler temperatures today than it was last week.
More, not exactly football weather, but still much better than it was last week. And we talked about the defense and how well they played last week in the second half, but we also got to give Brandon Konchak some love because he did it with his arm and his legs last week against Midland to help bring his team back in the second half. Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I wanted to check the numbers here because I know that we had a number of players limp off last week because of cramps, but one that took some help to get off was Cody Oakes, and it looks like I can see him dressed, and he looks like he's fine, and I know he's a key player for this, particularly this offense here for Traverse City West. So the Titans now, they'll be kicking off as the band put on a real good performance here before the game. Well, we talked about this team being a senior-laden team, and that when it could have been easy last week to just fold it. It was so hot out, and you're down by three touchdowns, but that defense, it was one of the best defensive performances I've seen in a long time. The Midland couldn't even get a yard at points when they needed it.
Exactly, and like we've mentioned it numerous times during the broadcast, the physicality of which that defense was hitting in that second half, it changed the tone of the entire game.
Yeah, so it's a little deceptive to look at Grand Haven's record from last year because I read a number of things going into the season where they were very happy to get their win last week because they didn't win a game last year, but it was mostly because they had kids missing because of COVID, because of schedule on and off. They missed a few games, so it was a topsy-turvy year for everybody. But Grand Haven should be a good opponent here today as they'll be kicking off to the Titans. It's nice to see the names this time. Will Gaston, who had a great game last week, he caught a couple of touchdown passes and ran a long 82-yard punt back. He'll be back to receive for West. He's also back there with Aiden Totten. I believe that he'll be back at the 10-yard line.
Yep. Aiden, just a junior. One of the juniors getting some playing time again. As Tom had mentioned, this senior-laden CC West Titans.
And, they got a big kicker here, this big number 80. Nathan Boken is kicking for Grand Haven. He gets off a nice one. It'll be Totten is going to field it at the 10-yard line. Got a couple blockers in front of him. He gets out to the 25 and just over about the 27-yard line. Ooh, there's some hitting going on, a little extracurricular stuff after. We even have a player for Grand Haven down on the kickoff team. And I'm not sure what's going on here. He's... right on his back. I'm not sure what happened. There was quite a little scrum going on down there on the opening kickoff. But we'll take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll have the first down for you. Traverse City West will have the ball on. Let's see where they mark it. I'm still waiting for the official to spin it. They're going to wait probably till the injured player's up. I think it was about the 27-yard line. Either way, you're listening to Blarney Stone Broadcasting of Traverse City West football.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
And welcome back. We are live at Thurlby Field, getting ready for the first play here. So we've got an injured player right off the bat on the kickoff for Grand Haven. And it looks like Ryder Glass is his name. Couldn't see what happened, but he went down flat right away on that kickoff coverage.
Yeah, he did, Tom. I mean, and it was before the skirmish took place. So it was, during the heat of battle there.
And it looks like he's sitting up at least, which is good. Oh, now he's getting up, so he's going to, looks like, walk off on his own part. I saw him holding his head when he was down. I wonder if he got his, as they used to say,
right,
his bell rung.
Nowadays, they obviously take that very seriously.
Yep.
Any type of head trauma, neck area, anything like that, they are make sure they absolutely are super careful with anything like that.
Absolutely, and the good news is he's walking off on his own power, and so he appears to be at least okay for now. All right, the West is going to start off now, first and 10. They marked it at the 27-yard line. Konchek, who... I say lines up in the shotgun, but he lines up every play in the shotgun.
Yes, he does.
And another hero from last week, Michael Skirmerhorn, who had an excellent game all the way around. He had a big interception and a long run. I believe he had a 50-yard touchdown. He had that big interception at the end of the game.
Right.
Konchek now will give it to Skirmerhorn, and he breaks one tackle, gets outside, maybe 2-3 yards. We'll see where they mark it. And one official has it at the 30, so it'll be a 3-yard pick. It'll be second in, call it, we'll say 8.
Yeah, it looked like Hall was in there for Grand Haven on the tackle.
So Konchek now calling up the signals as they go line up right away with two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Konchek sends a man in motion, fullback, and now he pitches over to Skirmerhorn. Skirmerhorn over on the right, breaks one tackle, still on his feet, and bulls his way forward to about the 34-yard line. We'll bring up third down, and we'll say about 5.
Good second effort by Skirmerhorn on that one. Looked like he was going to be stopped for about a 2-yard gain, 3-yard gain. Ended up picking up an extra yard or two with that extra effort.
You know, this West team is a running football team, but they showed last week against Midland they can pass when they have to.
Absolutely. They got some skill possession. Like you said, Will Gaston out there, really, you mentioned, Tom, he had a big game last week. He's their big play receiver.
Konchek now calling all the signals. They got four receivers, to the right, to the left, and we're going to get a timeout here. Some confusion is West now will call the timeout, and that reminds me, it's a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com. And we'll keep it right here. I just want to talk about one thing real quick, Rich, is that the coaches poll came out for the Big North League. And no surprise they had Traverse City Central atop it, but Cadillac, number 2.
Right, yeah, that is interesting for sure. Cadillac, of course, the smallest school in the Big North, I believe, and a team that made it all the way to the state finals, though, last year.
Yep.
So that's giving them a little extra love. They have TC West third then, is that right?
Yep.
And but yeah, it's the great thing about all those polls, we're going to determine it out on the field like you should.
Absolutely, and like I said, that West is front loaded on their schedules. They got a big road game next week against Cadillac, but they got a big home game right now. A matinee game, 10:45 left to go in the first quarter, no score. This is a first possession for West, and once again, this time they'll line up with three receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Skirmerhorn in the backfield, little swing pass out to Gaston. Gaston is hit and met and brought down. He will not get the first down.
Yeah,
that was a good piece of tackling there by number 4 over for Grand Haven. That was Jackson France. made a nice stick out there.
Franz, open field tackle, Tom, absolutely come up and stuck Will Gaston, held him to no gain, if not a little bit of a loss on that play. Looks like the Titans are going back in punt formation.
That's one of those plays that it looked like it was designed well. You got one guy though to make the play, and he did it for Grand Haven. All right, we got big number 66, Kyle McCrum, one of the captains. He'll be punting back here for West as he lines up at his own 20.
Looks
no
like.
Score. We're just underway, and there's a fake, and they give up the middle. He's going to have a first down and more all the way out to the 40. He's hit. The helmet goes off, and oh, boy, was that a hit. That was Remington Schultz on the fake. He kept it and got the first down and a big gainer, but boy, did he get belted, and his helmet went flying, and he is really groggy now getting up. He sits back down. Boy, that's one of the hardest hits I've seen in a while.
Tom, that was, and he got double-teamed on that one. Remy Schultz with a great fake there was able to pick up a huge first down, but he got absolutely rocked.
Well, that was an excellent call and good time for that because you had McCrum who looked like he was the snap went over his head, so that whole fake.
He did a good
perfectly.
Job selling that because yep. That's always like you say, oh, high snap, and it just all you got to do is to get that punt block team to hesitate just for a second, and that opened up the left side for Remy Schultz. And
he really got sung. See, the thing is about a punt play like that, you've got the receiving team out of there, and they got a lot of space, and they can pick up momentum on the tackle, and that's what happened here. They came from a long way and smacked him, and boy, that his helmet went straight up in the air. We're going to take a break. We'll come back as Wes will have it first. And, oh, he looks like he's going to get up now, so we'll just keep it right here. There's the applause. Yeah, they're going to have to get him to some kind of protocol because, boy, he got blasted, and that helmet went straight up in the air. But he's shaking his head, and he's trying to tell everybody that he's fine. So
right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a look. But the Titans do have a first down in Buccaneer territory.
Yep, on the 36-yard line of the Buccaneers after the fake punt is successful. And now Konchak back. He'll give it to Skirmerhorn, and he's got a little running room. Off to the side, he's still on his feet at the 25. Pushed out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Well, he broke a tackle, cut outside. A nice move there by Skirmerhorn. And it'll be first and 10 for the Titans, which, of course, is the Fox Motors first down.
Yep, got to love it, that left side. They've seen something there, Tom, running around on the side of that big left tackle for the Titans. That's Danny Rosa. Great block by him.
Now, they are going to say he stepped out of bounds. They moved it back to about the 26. It'll still be first down and still Fox Motors first down. Skirmerhorn again, this time up the middle. Not much there, maybe a yard. Good gang tackling in there by Grand Haven. I wanted to bring up this. They're trying to keep the tempo fast here, Wes. They're not taking a lot of time here to call their plays.
They do roughly. I mean, I was trying to get an unofficial time. They were snapping it about probably the first 20 seconds of each play time last week.
Konchak now sends a man in motion. Gives it to Skirmerhorn. Skirmerhorn this time off the right
face
side.
Mask.
Breaks the tackle. Yes, you got a flag flying in. We could see that from up here. And that'll be a first down for West.
Great vantage point here from Thurlby Field, Tom. I think this is the seventh game I've been here at Thurlby, called the game here, and it's just great sight lines, and it's awesome here. Phenomenal field.
The stadium is good as it gets, but apparently it's going to get even better because they're building a state-of-the-art scoreboard with replays and all that. It's going to be great. So after the face mask call, we'll see where they mark it off. Face mask is officially a Fox Motors first down, by the way, in case you were wondering. That ball will be at the 12-yard line. So we've got first and 10 at the 12-yard line. It looks like West is going to line up quickly. This time, two receivers split to the right, two to the left. Skirmerhorn in the backfield. As he gets the play from his quarterback, Konchak now with the snap, rolls back, and he's in some trouble, breaks the tackle, still on his feet, fires to the end zone. Oh, a dangerous pass, and it is almost caught, almost intercepted, and finally knocked down and incomplete. I'm sure Coach Vaughn is going to advise him not to do that. He was on his back foot throwing against the grain over the middle.
There were about four or five different players that had their hands on that ball at one time, Tom.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Brandon Concha, he gets out of some sacks. He's such a big, he's 6'4", big quarterback, and he can elude those defenders coming in.
Even though it was an ill-advised pass, he was off his back foot and just flung it. He's got a good arm. All right, here we go. Konchak again with the signal. And the give is to Skirmerhorn. He breaks the tackle off his right, and then a whole slew of Buccaneers are greeting him at the 11-yard line. Well, they're going to say 12, so he didn't get anything. So it'll bring
3rd and 10.
Franz once again coming up from his safety position here. Almost every single play, Franz is in. That kid really is covering a lot of territory for the Buccaneers. Yes.
COVID fluke, and they're ready, and they showed up here, and they're hitting. There's no question about that. It'll be 3rd and 10 now. Ball on the 12-yard line. It's Konchak with the signals. He's going to roll out to his right. Still rolling, rolling. He's going to fire in the end zone. He's got it. The signal. He's
caught it. Yes, wow, what a catch that bite.
Garrett Shula. Who made the catch. Now, the question was whether he was inbound, so the official took some time, but there you go. It's a West touchdown. There by the Titans.
Great out route about 5 yards into the end zone, Tom. Titans strike gold first.
To Shuler, and now the swinging gate for the left. They never know what they're going to run here. They got five guys split out to the right, one to the left, and then just three linemen and one Skirmerhorn in the back. And they're going to snap it right to Cody, and he's going to fire it to the 5-yard line. One tackle broken, diving over the pylon, but not inbound, I think. The official says they still got a conference, though. So. Oh, Coach Ball not happy. So looks like this one went against West. He leaned over the pylon. I think he was out of bounds.
I think so, too, Tom.
So that'll make it 6-0, and we will take a break and come back with the kickoff here. The Titans draw first blood on their opening drive, 6-0.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
And we're back live at Thurlby Field. Get ready for the kickoff. 7:58 left here in the first quarter as West took the opening kickoff. Compliments of a fake punt and a face mask call and a nice throw from Cody Konchak. And they're up now 6-0. And here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded at about the 20 for Grand Haven. Grand Haven with the ball. Ooh, a good piece of tackling there at the 30-yard line. I want to give credit to who that was. It looked like it was Aiden Lewandowski on the tackle for West. So here we go. We'll see Grand Haven offensively for the first time today. As we were told beforehand, and if you looked at what happened last week, it's Owen Worthington, the quarterback, who accounted for all 16 of their points in their win. He had a phenomenal game and led that team. He is a senior, and he is going to be someone that West is going to have to keep an eye on. He's a big kid, too.
He is a very big kid. Like you said, we have the battle of the big quarterbacks here today, Tom.
All right, let's see. They're going to line up in the shotgun. They'll split a couple of receivers out to the right. And quick hand up the middle, and nothing doing. It is that Titan wall again, and he might have lost yardage. They're running back. We'll see. That was Basher Neely. And they're going to say he lost 2 yards. And this is West picking right up where they left off last week. Nothing up the middle. And so it's going to bring up second. Where they're going to mark the ball, it'll be 2nd and 10. So here comes Worthington again in the shotgun, lining up in similar formation as West. And again, the handoff to the outside, breaking one tackle, but still a nice hit there on the outside, holding Grand Haven to about a 2-yard gain.
Zootendam.
Zootendam, all right.
Matt Zootendam, number 6 on your roster, came up from his DB position with that tackle, trying to get around the corner. Ryan Francis once again, but no gain again. Going to bring up 3rd and 10.
All right, let's see what the West defense that was just so impressive for 2.5 quarters last week when they needed it. Now they got a 3rd and 10. Irvington will be in the shotgun. Goes straight back to pass. Looking downfield, fires. He doesn't really have anybody over there. Well covered was his receiver, big number 21, Lance Poole, as the Titans come up big on defense.
Big on Jake Morgan, the senior over there, did a great job in one-on-one coverage. Like a good arm by the quarterback, Tom, by Worthington, but absolutely nowhere to go with the football. Looks like a 3-and-out for the Buccaneers. West, of course, they know all about it. This is their punt block team, and let's see if they bring the pressure. It was almost like they had 15 players lining up in this formation last week, Tom.
Well, like Coach says, we don't consider it a punt receiving team. It's a punt block team all times. Again, the pressure, and they got a piece of it. Maybe just a little, and tipped, and it's going to bounce it around the 50-yard line, and Grand Haven got a little break there because it rolled their way. But, yeah, once again, that punt block team is unstoppable.
I think it was 42, Carson Douglas, that got a piece of it, Tom. Again, the referee signaled it was tipped. So once again, that's probably 5 or 6 punts so far in one game in less than a quarter that they've gotten their hands on block punts.
The way they come after the punter reminds me of the way the Bears used to run that 46 defense and just send everybody at the quarterback. That's what it looks like. And Skirmerhorn in the backfield. We're holding, hold on a second. All right. We got it. 1st and 10. Ball marked at the 46-yard line. Konchak is the quarterback keeper off the right side. Not much there. Maybe gave a yard because he's kind of waiting for his blocking that didn't show up. And it'll be 2nd. Let's see where they mark it. It'll be 2nd and 8 now for the Titans. Ball on the 47-yard line. Their own 47. They're up 6-0 with 6:04 left to go here in the first quarter.
Almost every play thus far in this game, Tom, there's been a little extracurricular activities going on after the whistle. Refs are going to have to grab control of this game. If not, you're going to see some personal fouls.
And Konchak keeps it again. This time a little running room, but a nice open field tackle there by Grand Haven. Stopped the first down, so it'll bring up 3rd and short for Traverse City West.
Konchak obviously has the ability to run with the football as well. We saw that last week, that long touchdown run that he had, Tom. So not only is it Michael Skirmerhorn, but again, Konchak is a dual threat quarterback himself.
He's got a 12-yard touchdown throw already in this one, and they give us to the deep man, breaks the tackle, and he's going to have a 1st down. That's a nice piece of running by Aiden Camp, who looked like he could have been tripped up behind the line of scrimmage, but broke a tackle and got the 1st down.
Aiden Camp with that low center of gravity, Tommy, built like a fire hydrant with quick feet, was able to spin his way to a Titan 1st down.
A Fox Motors 1st down, by the way.
Very nice.
Konchak now. Skirmerhorn, it gets it off tackle. Still on his feet. Ball's on the ground, though. Still on. Still a battle for it.
There's a late flag coming in,
flag two. And we'll see, and it looks like the Titans recover the football. That could have went either way.
Right.
Skirmerhorn mad at himself. He was just trying to get an extra yard, and somebody popped the ball loose, but there is a flag. We'll see what that's all about. We got a full conference now of officials trying to figure out what the penalty is. And we're waiting. We got 4:59 left to go here in the first quarter. Well, there you go. Illegal helmet contact. That's going to be a big penalty.
That is nice to be able to hear the call there. The refs are mic'd up, so we're able to hear that.
Yeah. We love the Big House, but it was a difficult place to broadcast the football game.
It certainly was. We earned every penny on that game, Tom.
Yes. So it'll be a 1st down, a Fox Motors 1st down, by the way. The ball will be at the 20-yard line of Grand Haven. West already up 6-0 and looking for more. Konchak now throws a pass over behind the line of scrimmage. Nice little move, but not much doing there is Aiden Totten. who caught it behind the line of scrimmage, and they're going to say maybe a yard. So it'll bring up second and nine.
Just trying to get your playmakers the ball in space on that one, see what you can do, and picked up 1 yard. It's going to bring up a second and nine.
So far, Grand Haven's been impressive with their open field tackles.
Right, yeah.
Got
no
some speed on the outside.
They've got some athletes on this team, no question about it.
All right, looks like that Aiden Camp will be lining up in the backfield. Konchak keeps the ball and runs outside and gets hit out of bounds short of the first down. It's going to bring up third and five now. Well, on that fumble by Skirmerhorn, he got hit pretty hard, and he hasn't been back in the game. It'll be interesting to see if he gets back in here quick. He looks fine out on the sidelines, but...
May just be giving him a little bit of a rest here. Down at the 16-yard line, like you said, definitely four-down territory here, Tom.
It'll be Aiden Camp in the backfield, the 5'9", 190-pound senior. Is Konchak back to pass. He's going to fire in the end zone over in the corner. He's got a man. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, you can call
there's
it interference, and he does. He was wide open, but the ball hung up in the air a little bit. The defender didn't turn around. He just threw his hands up, and that is usually interference, and that's what you're going to get.
That was the quarterback on offense, and Owen Worthington there, the defender who was guarding Totten that time. Totten made a heck of an effort trying to catch the ball, but definitely interference in the end zone. It's going to be an automatic first down for the Titans.
Some big penalties here by Grand Haven have hurt them. A face mask in the first drive, and now this interference call. We're looking to see where they cover it. That will be a first down, by the way, so it'll be a Fox Motors first down.
So far early in this game, Fox Motors definitely getting their money's worth and dimensions for first downs.
And they're going to mark it off at the 8-yard line, so it'll be first and goal. Oh, no. Let's see. The penalty should have given them a first down, but they haven't moved the chains. Now, the officials are... Well, the one guy in the chains, like, refuses to move. Hey, come on, guys.
Should be a first
down. It doesn't matter. It's
first
and goal
at
the 8. Yeah, we'll just take at the 8-yard line. Konchak now sends a man in motion. And a pitch to the outside. Man's got some running room at the 5, breaks a tackle. Now gets a tackle around the legs at the 5-yard line, so it'll be second and goal at the 5.
Yeah, that was Lewandowski that went in motion left, then spun around and came back to the right side. Tom got the deep pitch, picked up a few yards, going to make it second and goal right around the 5-yard line.
We haven't seen Skirmerhorn back in this drive yet. We got about 3:25 left to go. Konchak takes the snap, fires in the corner. A little fade route, a nice catch by Gaston, but he's out of bounds.
They definitely like that matchup. Will Gaston, a tall receiver, like you said, great hands, caught it, but just stepped out of bounds. You only need 1 foot in high school, but couldn't bring it down in the field of play.
So it's going to be third and goal at the 5-yard line. Interesting call here. See what the Titans do. Is the Skirmerhorn back in for West? They get their signals. They have, like we mentioned last week, they've got two coaches giving signals. One is giving the dummy signals, one the intentional ones.
Gaston out, Cam Oliver in at that left wide receiver position.
Konchak now. Low snap, but he gives it to Skirmerhorn. Had some room up the middle and touchdown. Well, he broke one tackle, spun, and got it in the end zone. And I'll be 12-0 with the extra point attempt to come.
Skirmerhorn absolutely does a little spin-o-rama. Tom, every time he gets hit, he tries to spin out of those arm tackles. Did a good job for the second touchdown for the Titans.
Titans looking impressive on their opening two drives. And the swinging gate coming for Traverse City West. And Konchak again will be back to pass for the two-point conversion. They love that fade. Mm-hmm. There's Gaston over there, but just over his head. So the second two-point conversion, no good. But we're going to take a break with the Titans up 12-0. You're listening live. Larney Stone's broadcasting's version of Traverse City West football.
Hey, Titans fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
All right, after the touchdown, the kickoff gets out to the 15-yard line. Grand Haven will field it there and brings it out to the 30 before they are bowled over by a bunch of Titans. But the first man then, was Matthew Zootdam. Nice tackle.
Getting his name in there on those special teams. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Top of Michigan Insurance, giving you the perfect balance of coverage. 8 Michigan locations to better serve you. For customized service, visit TOMIA20-247.com. Also, Grand Traverse Undercoating, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, protecting one in your most valuable possessions, your vehicle. Check them out at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
All right, if you're just joining us, we got about 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. As it's been all Titans. They took the first two drives and a couple of touchdowns, 2 missed two-point conversions, and right now, as of now, Grand Haven yet to get a first down. Worthington now. He's going to keep it up the middle. He's got a little running room. He gets close to the first down, but it'll be short by about a yard and a half. Bring up second and short for Grand Haven.
Well-designed play that time by the Buccaneers, Tom. Lots of motion in that backfield. And like you said, Worthington keeps it right up the middle. Picks up 9 yards on first down.
Well, last week in their win over Reese Puffer, he did it with his arm and his legs. He was all everything. They're not out of it as long as they got this kid back there. He's going to be in the shotgun this time. He'll split 2 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left. Grand Haven going from left to right on your radio dial. Sends a man in motion. Worthington's going to keep it this time. He breaks a tackle, gets outside, but there's a couple of Titans out there, and he's going to be tackled for a loss.
Coming up from that defensive back position, Will Gaston once again with part of the tackling team there.
Got a flag on the play.
Okay.
It was in the defensive backfield. We'll see what we got here, but it is going to be a hold against the flag, I was saying, was in the defensive backfield, but it's going to be a hold against Grand Haven. This will be a big penalty, too, because they had it second and short.
They did. They were going to lose a couple of yards on that play there. Coach Vaughn going to elect to probably move them back further.
So that means on the holding penalty, they're going to have it second and 14. So Worthington, boy, he got hit. It looked like he had a little room on the outside, but, man, did the Titans close quickly. Signals come in for Grand Haven. 12-0 West.
And
it was a 12-yard deep pass. Excuse me, on the opening drive, a 12-yard TD pass from Konchak.
Chain's supposed to be going the other way. Got a little confusion over there.
The Chain Gang, right now, they're not the MVPs. They took it 10 yards the other way.
Right.
There we go.
Got to
okay.
Get it all figured out here.
Yeah. We don't want to be overly critical, but that was they had to stop the game for the Chain Gang going the other way. Whatever. It is second down, and let's call it 12 yards. Worthington will take the shotgun snap again. Does a little motion with his legs and gets the guy in motion. He'll keep it up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles. A nice piece of run. He's going to have the first down.
Wow.
Oh, it didn't look like he was going anywhere. He did a little spin, broke a tackle, and dove for that first down, and that'll be Grand Haven's first down of this ball game.
You saw that extra effort by Worthington, the quarterback, that time. Tom, you can see why he scored all their points last week.
He isn't just tall, he's thick.
He is thick, absolutely. Yeah, he's put together.
Yep, he is a guy that can, he can, looks like, give you the little spin moves as well as bowl you over. First and 10 now, the ball at the 41-yard line of Grand Haven. This is a battle for the Coast Guard Cup. And right now, West leading 12-0. And a give to the man off
big
the
hole.
Left. He's got a big hole off the side. Big number 20 still on his feet. Gets all the way inside Titan territory, all the way down to the 35-yard line. That was a good piece of running by big number 20, Gavin Strong, who had a nice hole over there on the left side.
He sure did. That really opened up for him, Tom. Strong with a big pickup now in Titan territory.
That is the first sustained drive of the game now for Grand Haven as they have the ball in the 34-yard line of West Worthington. And that's what those play, that quarterback keeper, big play can open up the offense. This time he fakes the handoff, goes straight up the middle, and there's that Titan defense again. I don't think he got anything as you had three Titans in there, including Ben Chalette, who I believe is one of the captains that they voted on this week. They have three captains that they have all year long, and then they get two new ones. And I know Chalette was voted this week, and I'll get the other captain in a second here.
And we called Ben's name and number a couple of times last week in the Battle of the Big House. Had a good first game.
Boy, he closed in a hurry on that one. Tackled that big quarterback, so it's going to be second and 10 now. Worthington calls out the signals. As we got two receivers split to the right. Looks like some movement, but no flag. And there's a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be drilled for a loss. He stumbled for a second. And I want to see who was the first man. It looked like Carson Douglas was the first to hit him and drilled him. And he's going to actually lose a couple of yards. So it'll be second down or third down and 12.
And that's the end of the first quarter.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with second quarter action live from Thurlby Field.
Come explore the historic village at Grand Traverse Commons, a landmark almost as old as Traverse City itself. Shop unique, locally owned stores inside the Mercado, dine at one of the seven eateries, or grab a drink at the neighborhood winery. Explore over 60 acres of history, including hiking trails and the second largest arboretum in the state of Michigan. Want to know more? Book a guided walking tour and get to explore unrenovated buildings and the 1883 steam tunnel. Shop, dine, and explore at thevillagetc.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
All right, we're back live at Thurlby Field for the start of the second quarter. After that big defensive play right there, it'll be third and 12 now for Grand Haven. It's first decent drive they've had of this game, but now they got third and long. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's hit and maybe picked up a yard at the most. Again, three or four Titans all over him as he went off that right tackle position.
Once again, it was the big man in the middle, Tom, Danny Rosa, from his nose tackle position, first man in on the action.
So the ball's at the 35-yard line of Traverse City West. It is 4th and 11, and it looks like Grand Haven is going to go for it, and they are. So we'll see if the Titans can come up. They did two big fourth down stops last week in the Big House against Midland. Oh, someone jumped offside. They had a hard count. It shouldn't be enough for the first down.
No. Should be a free 5 yards for the Buccaneers there. Make it a more manageable fourth down attempt.
Good call on their part going
forward. Oh, yeah.
Here
take that hard
there.
Count. Why not?
Especially with the trouble other teams have had punting on.
Oh, absolutely.
On so here we go. A big, big fourth down play here. Fourth and 5. We're live here at Thurlby Field. I want to give a big shout out to the accommodations here, man. Somebody made some oatmeal cookies that are out of this world. All right, here we go. Shotgun snap, man in motion. The fake to the man in motion. Quarterback keeps, and he's met and breaks a couple of tackles. Still on his feet, but he'll be short of the first down. That was a very impressive run by the quarterback, but equally impressive was that defense of Traverse City West. What speed all over the place.
He probably broke four different tackles, Tom, on that play, but was able, still got tackled for almost like a one-yard gain. He needed five, so the Titans take over with a 12-0 lead on their own 29.
Caleb Kuchnerkiewicz.
Oh, there we
one
go.
One of the captains with a big tackle there on that fourth down play.
Love the Kuchnerkiewicz. Love it.
Indeed. Love those four-syllable names. They get it challenging, but great play there. And we're going to get a timeout as there was some confusion over there on the Grand Haven sideline. They'll take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout here. We're live at Thurlby Field. Titans up 12-0.
Hi, folks. Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South, across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hey, Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
And we're back. First play for the Titans. 1 yard gain, but we had a flag come in at the end of the play way over here on this sideline. We'll see what happened.
That was late in the call, but that pass timeout was brought to you by Michigan Trailers. As always, focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value of your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
Yeah, Skirmerhorn only picked up a yard, but the flag, and I didn't see the call, but it's a big penalty. Going to bring the ball all the way out to the 45-yard line of Traverse City West.
It was one of those plays. The wide receiver and the DB got mixed up after the whistle had blown, and they were still wrestling. Called it on the Bucks.
And it is Konchak's going to keep the ball, and nothing doing there. Boy, you got four Grand Haven Buccaneers all over him, and he's going to lose yards on that play.
Those guys did a good job staying home that time. Sometimes you'll see high school players go for the play fake, Tom. They stayed right where they're supposed to and threw Konchak back for a loss.
That Jackson Franz, who's been good for Grand Haven this game with a big tackle there.
Number four is going to stick out for the Buccaneers on the game film for sure.
Indeed. Konchak now. It'll be second and 12. Ball at the 43-yard line of Traverse City West. Man in motion, pitch out to him. He's got a little running room, breaks a tackle, bowls his way forward to about the 47-yard line. So a nice gain, and it's going to make third down a little bit more manageable here for West.
Aiden Lewandowski, the man in motion, also got the pitch coming back towards our broadcast location, Tom, on the Titan side of the field.
I'm looking down to see the crowd. It's a good-sized crowd. I mean, this is a rare high school matinee game on a weekday.
And it is a doubleheader today. They have about 3 hours after this game ends. Then Grayling and St. Francis play at 7 o'clock tonight.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Konchak back to pass now, straight back. He's got some time. Looks, nobody's going to take. He's got some running room. He'll have the first down. Still on his feet. And He'll get knocked down at about the 44-yard line. So it'll be first and 10, and that is a Fox Motors first down there for West.
Good decision by Brandon Konchak that time. Did a little bit of pump fake. No one was open. He kept it up the middle, picked up just enough for the first down.
He had time back there, but there was nobody open. You're right. He made the smart play and got the first down. So now West getting the plays in for the sidelines. West has had the ball a lot here in this first half.
They certainly have.
And they are up 12-0, by the way. Two long drives and two missed extra points. That's where we stand. And Konchak back to pass. He fires out in the flat. He's got a man wide open. Gass is still on his feet, breaks the tackle. He'll be very close to the first down. Is it a first down? Sorry, I couldn't see.
Yeah. I believe it is.
Here I'm ripping on the chain gang over there.
And you know what?
See if you got a
That's
first
another
down.
Fox Motors first down, Tommy.
I believe you're right. Awesome. All right. So West on the move again. They got the ball at the 31-yard line. Skirmerhorn now breaks it off to the left side. Cuts out, still on his feet, and gets in close to another first down for West. We'll see where they mark it. That was a good hole and a good piece of running. He had the hole initially, then cut outside.
Skirmerhorn running to daylight on that left side, Tom.
Indeed.
Getting towards the chains there. Let's see. If it's not a first down, it's real close.
Well, I see one chain guy staying put and the other one moving. Now they're both moving. So it was a first down. It's a Fox Motors first down.
They received a text from Fox Motors and said, that's definitely a first down. Move those chains.
Move the chains. All right. Again, waiting for the signals. Let's see who split out here. Two receivers to the right. Man in motion, and Konchak pitches a Skirmerhorn. And he's got a little running room. Finally, a whole host of Grand Haven players bring him down after maybe a two-yard pickup.
And, Tom, I want to go back to the play, the wide receiver screen out to the far right to Gaston that one time. Good decision by Konchak because after the DB was probably 12 yards off of him, playing way deep. So good little throw out to the right side, pick it up an easy 6-7 yards.
Indeed. All right, we have Shuler split out right with Totten, and Gaston split out to the left. Konchak now gives it to the up man, and he pulls way up to the about the 21-yard line. That is Aiden Camp with the carry. That guy's a little bowling ball, man. He's got some power.
Yes, he is. He's definitely getting a lot of playing time here in this first half.
7:35 left to go here in the first half. 12-0 Titans, and they're on the move again. Ball is at the 18-yard line, excuse me, of Grand Haven. And Konchak is going to keep it now. Takes a high snap, gets over to the left corner, and brought down at about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, I think his forward motion got close to the 10, Tom. We'll see where the ball is marked.
Right, just close to the 10, so that's going to bring, is that a first down? We'll see. If not, it's going to be fourth and real short.
Yeah, fourth and inches,
yeah.
It looks like.
Fourth and inches, so here we go. Big play right here. And we're going to get the Wildcat formation. And Skirmerhorn lined up at quarterback, but now you're going to get a timeout here. And
that timeout was brought to you by Michigan Trailers, as always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
All right, I guess we're going to keep it right here. That was all right. I just tapped that. JJ, our producer right here, is stepping in. I think he wants some mic.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
All right, we're back here. Thurlby Field fourth and inches, and a Wildcat formation. The ball is given to the up man. I didn't see who carried it, but looked like he got the first down.
Direct snap to Skirmerhorn, and he did pick up another Fox Motors first down.
All right, so that'll bring up first and goal for the Titans. They're up 12 to nothing. As they've been impressive, I don't think they've been stopped yet here offensively. As they've had three long drives, so it's going to be inside the 10, first and goal. Brandon Konchak with Skirmerhorn to his right. Sends a man in motion. He'll pitch it out to Skirmerhorn, and he's got a couple of tacklers right in his way, but he bowls his way forward to about the 6-yard line. It'll be second and goal.
By the way, I really think the long bus ride last week really affected this team offensively. They couldn't get much rhythm in that first half, do anything like that, but then the second half was a whole lot better because TC Central in the later game they had to experience this exact same thing. They couldn't get anything going in the first half, and but did better in the second half.
There's a late flag on the field, too, so we're waiting to see what the call is.
That's a very late one.
Personal foul will be against... and, well, West has played good football here, but Grand Haven has had some costly penalties.
Right now, a little bit undisciplined right now, Tom. Absolutely. With these late flags, these personal fouls, picking them up after the play is over.
So they're going to mark the ball at about the 3-yard line. And we'll see what Konchak takes the snap, gives the Skirmerhorn right up the middle. Boy, he's hit and hit hard. He'll be brought down short of the goal line. That'll bring up third and goal.
That one was a little bit...
Second and goal, excuse me, after the penalty.
Right, a little bit slower developing that time, the exchange at that mesh point between Konchak and Skirmerhorn.
So we'll see as Grand Haven needs a big defensive stand here. As every time West has had the ball here in the first half, they've had long drives. They had two... A 12-yard touchdown pass. Skirmerhorn ran for 5 yards in the last one, and now a second and goal. They give it to Skirmerhorn up the middle. He's got some running room. Touchdown. Nice hole up the middle as he walked into the end zone for his second score of the game. A 3-yard touchdown. And that's going to make it 18 to nothing with a two-point conversion attempt. Or maybe they're going to try one. They're bringing out the tee this time.
We'll see. And running behind that big offensive line on that left side of Kyle McCrum, of course, and Danny Rosa, the left tackle.
Yeah, they got the swinging gate going. You never know what they're going to do with this formation where they got five guys over to the right.
All kinds of things out of this formation.
Passes, runs, kicks, and then Konchak's going to throw it in the corner of the end zone. He's got a man. There's a flag out there. He got into the end zone for the two-point conversion. He also got a flag over on this corner, so let's wait for the call. A nice run catch.
Will Gaston, once again, the go-to guy on that receiver position. Let's see what the call is.
Two Grand Haven tackles to get into the end zone after the catch, and he did it. Illegal procedure against West, so they're going to have to try this again.
See what they do if they go for one down and kick it or if they do the swinging gate from further back.
Yeah, we'll see. It looks like they're lining up with the gate. They got some new personnel coming in, though.
Yes.
We'll see. Always interesting here. The special teams for Traverse City West. Okay, it looks like they're not going with the swinging gate formation. They're going to have two receivers. Now they're going to take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the two-point conversion attempt live here at Thurlby Field, 18 to nothing, West over Grand Haven.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
Thank you.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Okay, now we're getting ready for an exciting two-point conversion attempt as West has scored their third touchdown. They're up 18-0. It looks like they're going to run in their regular offensive formation here.
Right, that's what all they had to get all the substitutes in. Looks like they were taking too much time, so Coach Vaughn called this, I believe, his third and final timeout of the half.
Lee Gaston on the far end over here as Skonchek rolls out to his right, fires in the end zone. Oh, what a catch! That is Gaston for the two-point conversion. The ball was not intended for him. It went off Skirmerhorn's hands as he dove for the ball, and Gaston was right there. Johnny on the spot.
That was about as an exciting two-point conversion as you'll see, Tom Devitt.
Indeed. All right, it's 20-0 Titans. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. Is Traverse City West getting ready to kick off? We're live at Thurlby Field for Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Come explore the historic village at Grand Traverse Commons, a landmark almost as old as Traverse City itself. Shop unique, locally owned stores inside the Mercado, dine at one of the 7 eateries, or grab a drink at the neighborhood winery. Explore over 60 acres of history, including hiking trails and the second largest arboretum in the state of Michigan. Want to know more? Book a guided walking tour and get to explore unrenovated buildings and the 1883 steam tunnel. Shop, dine, and explore at thevillagetc.com.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100,
a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
All right, we're live back at the Hurley Field. 5:19 left to go here in the first half, 20-0. It's been all West, and their offense is equally impressive as their defense is. All three times they had the football, they scored.
Doing nice drives, long drives, Tom. And again, before that, that timeout prior to the two-point conversion was brought to you by Michigan Trailers. You'll always find one of the best value of your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
And Skirmerhorn's going to kick off, and he boots it through the end zone. And they'll bring up a touchback for Grand Haven, who's being stymied here. Their best drive was their last one, but then they started going backwards. Compliments of penalties in that Traverse City West defense.
No doubt about it, Tom. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by the Village at Grand Traverse Commons. Shops, dining, events, office space, and so much more. And visit the Village at Grand Traverse Commons is where the past and the future come together.
Well, you got to love the hospitality here at Thurlby Field. Do they do this for everybody? We got food? Is it just for us?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I do know from prior broadcasts here is that we usually get stats at halftime. Hopefully that'll be nice to get some rushing, passing stats, all
beautiful.
Of that.
Beautiful. All right, here comes Grand Haven, and it'll be Owen Worthington. Back to pass. He fires over in the flat. He's got a man out there, but he is swarmed over. That was Cody Oakes with the initial stop, and then you had Gaston and a whole bunch of other Titans over there on the tackle.
Yeah, 42, Carson Douglas once again getting in on that tackle, Tom, pursuing from his linebacker position. He's a kid the last game and a half I've really noticed. He's picked up his play.
And so that's going to be actually a loss of 2 on the play. 2nd and 12 is they are not allowing Grand Haven to get anything going here. So it'll be Worthington is going to give it to the up man. It's got a little running room. Oh, boy, it looked like, was that a face mask? Yeah.
It sure did. Looked like that couple of hands from the Titans got up near that face mask area, Tom. Again, the opposite side of our broadcast location. But let's wait and see what they call. But I think they're going to pick up some extra yardage here.
It's quarterback Worthington looked like he was going to run hand off at the last second, and about a 5-yard gain is going to be bigger now because of the face mask. It'll be a first down for Grand Haven. I don't know what they're listed at up front, but they got some big guys on that offensive line.
They do. Absolutely. Yeah, see, they don't put the height and weight on their roster here. Tom, but I'd like to see that because big 75, their left tackle, he's the big boy.
Well, and one thing that, and even though they're big, one thing that I'm guessing they're inexperienced, because if you look at their roster, it's laden with sophomores and juniors.
Right.
So this is Worthington now in the shotgun. First and 10, ball at the 42-yard line, their own 42. Worthington keeps it, breaks the tackle, and then there's that gang swarm by the Titan defense. That was big number 42 on the initial hit. That was Carson Douglas, the 6'3" senior, and then he just held them for the rest of that Titan defense.
They, I've noticed with Worthington, the quarterback, usually the first man doesn't bring him down because he's able to, he's got good stiff arm, good strong legs, and it usually takes more gang tackling to bring him down.
Unfortunately for West, they've supplied that.
They have. That's what they're all about.
Second down and 9 for Grand Haven, the Buccaneers. Worthington back to pass. He's under all kinds of pressure. Breaks the tackle. He's signaling his receivers. No one getting open, and he's going to be brought down for a very short gain. He made some nice moves just to get out where he is, and they're going to say he picked up maybe a yard, and it'll bring up third down now for Grand Haven.
Looks like a little bit of a delayed blitz, and once again, Carson Douglas, number 42, was in open after Worthington made him go out of the move out of the pocket sooner than he wanted to, and then it allowed the speed of that Traverse City West defense to pursue him and take him down for a very short game.
Indeed, the secondary for West comes up big on that play, too. Nobody was open downfield. All right, here we go. Third down and call it 8 now for Grand Haven. Long, hard count now as they're going to look back to their sidelines for the signal. You're going to get a whistle, and it looks like a timeout. This time is running out. And that'll remind us.
Right, Tom. That's another Michigan Trailers timeout. They are always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always have the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
And welcome back. We're live here at Thurlby Field, the second quarter with 3:02 left to go here in the first half. It's been all Titans in this one so far, 20-0. They're up over Grand Haven, and the Buccaneers with the football. They'll have third and 8 with the ball on their own 45-yard line. Is this Titan defense picking up where they left off last week? Stymieing Grand Haven so far. Worthington now in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. Still rolling. He's under all kinds of pressure. Lets it go downfield. There's nobody open. Boy, did he get drilled.
He sure did. Worthington, Cody Douglas once again. Also in on there was Aiden Kemp. Did a great job in there. I mean, there were three separate guys in on there that applied pressure to Worthington, the quarterback.
And it was Carson Douglas, the 6'3" senior, that delivered the big hit. It just as he released the ball. So it's going to bring up fourth down. And here we go. This is where the fun begins.
The most interesting time of the game is when an opposing team goes into punt formation.
I mean, they send Gaston back to receive the punt, but it's just for show a lot of times. They send everybody here on the punt. And snap is good. Kick gets up. Off. Oh, no, you're going to have it.
He ran.
Running into the kicker.
Yeah.
That was Carson Douglas. He was so close to blocking that, but he did not stop. He didn't get a piece of it, so you can't do that. He ran right into Owen Worthington, who's also the punter. And he got hit pretty good. That was kind of an easy call, Rich.
It was, yep. Automatic first down for the Buccaneers,
yep.
So they will get the ball back.
That's a big play for them, and they haven't got much going on offense, so this will put them in the west side of the field. The ball will be marked at the 40, first and 10, Buccaneers.
I believe it's just the second time they've been in TC territory in this first half.
I believe you're right. They got down here earlier and yep. Started to go backwards after that. you're just joining us, this is a battle for the Coast Guard Cup. I'm not sure what the cup is.
I'm not sure. I did see pictures of it.
I'm assuming they keep it here somewhere.
I do believe that to be true.
But we had a nice Coast Guard helicopter flyover during the national anthem, which was kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yep. And so after the penalty, now it'll be first and 10 at the 40.
Delay of game.
Even after play? Oh, yeah. See, this is Grand Haven is up against it here, but they're not doing themselves any favors with all these penalties.
Not at all. You get a little bit of momentum going your way, just a little bit, and then what do? You have a delay of game. You don't even get a snap off, and you're moving back, so it's first and 15 now.
20-0 West on top, as they've scored every time they've had the ball. And it'll be Worthington back to pass. Goes over in the left flat. He's got a man. He breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. He's at the 20. One man to be pushed out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. That was just a good individual effort by the receiver for Grand Haven. Caught it out there in the flat. I want to give credit to Jacob Morgan. He was the man that tackled him and saved the touchdown.
Bashir Neely, the wide receiver on that play, number 23 for the Buccaneers, broke a couple of tackles and...
Yep. That was good individual effort. He just caught like a 2-yard pass and broke those tackles, and they're going to see where they're going to mark it. They're going to say he went out of bounds at the 16-yard line. So here we go. First and 10 at the 16. Worthington's going to keep it. It's got a little running room up the middle. That's a pretty good gainer for first down, about 4. Bring down second and 6 as Grand Haven in their best scoring position of the game.
Grand Haven now trying to mix up the pass and run just a little bit. They primarily ran it for the most part. I'm not sure. That was either the first or second completion of this first half, I believe, Tom.
Yeah. And they haven't been long completions, just a little out in the flat. But that time the receiver made a nice play. So here we go, second down. Worthington sends a man in motion. Right behind him. The snap is low. Ball still on the ground, and Worthington has to jump on it to save the possession, but that's going to be a big loss all the way back to about the 20-yard line.
The snap went right between the wickets that time.
Yep. Low snap, and when you're that tall, it's tough to field that. And
good in croquet, bad in football, Tom.
That's a good point, yes. Look at that, Rich with the line of the game. It'll be at the 21-yard line. It'll be third down and call it 14. And of course, we're in four-down territory here for Grand Haven as they've got one receiver split out wide to the left, one to the right. Worthington back to pass. He's going to throw in the corner of the end zone. He's got a man out there. Oh, to his fingers. Oakes was with him, but that was a perfect pass and went right through the receiver's fingertips.
It was.
And I'll bring up fourth down.
That was Jackson Franz, their Mr. Do-Everything for the Buccaneers, Tom. Ran a good deep route and great pass by the quarterback,
yeah,
for sure, by Worthington. But Franz could not come up with that sure touchdown. And it's going to bring up fourth now. And
they're going to try and kick the field goal.
Woo!
I was going to say, they're not going for a punt here. No. This is a big... field goal attempt.
So that's a 37-yard field goal.
Nathan Bonick, the kicker. He's a big dude. We'll see. 37-yarder. Snap is a little high, and it's blocked. There's that special teams for West. Ball bouncing around at about the 20-yard line. And West covered it at like the 18, but either way, that didn't have a chance.
Matt Zupendam, special teamer extraordinaire, I believe, was in on that blocked field goal attempt for the Titans.
Wow. They're just penetrating on special teams like you wouldn't believe. It is fun to watch. Boy,
exactly. Yeah, you just can't. You know, a lot of times people will take their eyes off the play during special teams here. When you're at a TC Titans game, you cannot take your eyes off of them at any time because you have no idea. The extra points are exciting. All the special teams are exciting. It's just an exciting brand of football.
They've already had a blocked punt and a blocked
field goal
to go with four or five last week. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Koncheck now in the shotgun. Gives the Skirmerhorn right up the middle. He's met. Might have lost a yard there. We'll see where they mark it, but nothing doing up the middle there for the Titans. Is TC West with this front-loaded schedule, their big win last week. They're up 20-0 right now, and then they go to Cadillac for a big game.
You know what? Look, number 11, Remy Schultz back in after that big hit.
Oh, yeah.
That is Remy back in there, number 11. So Remy, good to see him back out there on the field.
In the first drive, he took a fake punt and had picked up a nice first down, but he got his helmet knocked off and a vicious hit. Now Cody's back to pass. He throws it downfield, and it's caught. A spectacular catch by Gaston. Okay. He had a man all over him. And he caught it out here at about the 46-yard line of Grand Haven.
I tell you what, Will Gaston putting on a show for that wide receiver position. He absolutely is the big play guy for them on the outside.
Boy, that number 23, Basher Neely, has got to be frustrated. He was all over
Gaston. He had great coverage.
Yeah. But there it is. So here we go, another first down, another Fox Motors first down here for Traverse City West. Oh, a man jumps offside for Grand Haven. That wasn't even close.
Not even close.
No.
But, going to be a first and five. But Will Gaston, if he hasn't gotten any offers from any colleges here, he wants to get his name out there, let them know, look, I'm a player to be reckoned with.
Absolutely, man. That was a heck of a catch. And so here's West again. They're already up 20 to nothing. They've got 2 minutes. Let me see. I can't see the clock. Is that 28 seconds left, sorry. And there's your man. You just spoke of him, and he picks up a nice gainer and a first down right up the middle, Remington Schultz.
He was down. He was down. He fumbled the ball, but he was already down.
Oh, yeah, he was down.
Way down.
But. And with 22 seconds left, Wes is going to get a couple more shots here. And it'll be first down. The ball is going to be marked at the 26-yard line.
Another.
So this time they're going to spike it because that's the only time you'll see Konchick lining up under center, and he does spike the ball with 18 seconds left to go.
And that first down was another Fox Motors first down.
And we mentioned Remington Schultz really got his bell rung earlier, but it's good to see him back out, and he had a big gainer there, too.
It was good, absolutely, like you said, to see him back on the field, Tom. Again, I wasn't sure you'd see him back out here today, but it's really good to see him picking up the big first down. And T.C. West knocking on the door late in the first half.
Gaston, Lewandowski, Totten, and now he fires over the middle. He's got Skirmerhorn there at the 12. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 10, gets all the way down to the 6. You're going to see a flag come in at the end.
Oh.
You Traverse City West guys are...
Was there a block in the back over there?
We had number 24, Totten, was out there. I don't know if that's going to be the call. Nice piece of running by Skirmerhorn.
Good smart running, too. He knew he had to get out of bounds because there's no timeouts left. And 10 seconds left to go, Tom, in this first half. But we'll see.
It's
going to
be a big call right here.
It is.
For both teams.
Blindside block.
Oh, so it'll still be West ball, but they're going to have a whole lot further to go to the end zone with 10 seconds left. They're going to mark the ball at the 24-yard line. So they're going to have 10 seconds left. Ball at the 24. And Konchick looking for the signal. He's saying a little something to the coach.
And no timeouts left for the Titans. Got to go to the air.
I think that's where you got to go to the end zone here. Konchick now fires to the middle. Ball's tipped and bounced. No good. Incomplete with 4 seconds left. Well, he threw it to the right guy, Will Gaston, but there were two Grand Haven defenders right there.
Smart defense that time by the Buccaneers, having two guys on Will Gaston. Gaston's still battling for it right near the end zone, Tom. So 4 seconds to go. You're going to see another throw into the end zone here by the Titans.
Indeed. They're up 20 to nothing, trying to add to it here with 4 seconds left to go. Third down, but the downs don't matter at this point. Konchick now. He's going to drop straight back. Not a lot of pressure. He's going to fire to the corner of the end zone, and it'll be intercepted, and that is how we're going to end the first half. And despite that interception, it has been all Traverse City West, and they are up 20 to nothing, and we'll come back and break down the first half and have this week in high school sports.
And we're going to go to the halftime at the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com.
The first week of football is in the books, but this week we're focusing on the other football, soccer. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. This is the start of the third week of game action for boys soccer, with almost all teams having a handful of games completed. The MHSAA tournament for soccer will look a lot like it has the past 2 years,
with MPR being used to seed the top two teams in each district. This is the third year of the Michigan Power Ratings, or MPR, which takes wins, losses, and ties into account, but also opponents' winning percentage and opponents' opponents' winning percentage, a calculation that encourages teams to play other good teams. As in past years, district assignments are already known and posted to the MHSAA website. The bracket will be released on October 3rd, with the postseason starting October 13th. The MHSAA finals for the four divisions will be November 6th at both Comstock Park and Novi High Schools. Assistant Director Andy Freshour says the addition of MPR has increased excitement and attention around the soccer postseason.
We know coaches are checking the scoreboard every night. They're using it to check what their opponents have done, what future opponents are doing. And we know as the season progresses, the MPR numbers get more accurate and more accurate the more games are baked into the system. So that really causes fans to really pay attention to what the MPR numbers are later in the season. So as long as we keep getting all those scores, which the coach has been doing a great job with, those MPR numbers will be a lot of fun to watch as we get closer to the district tournament.
Game balls this week go to Grand Blanc kicker Dylan Hertzberg. He nailed all four of his field goal attempts in a 40-34 win over East Lansing. The senior split the uprights from 30, 32, 40, and 45 yards in the season open victory. Chippewa Valley's Cephas Harris, who scored four touchdowns in a Week 1 win over Detroit Catholic Central. Harris had touchdown catches of 69 and 68 yards and touchdown runs of 60 and 26 yards on his way to 340 total yards of offense. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer girls and Traverse City boys teams for winning big city titles at the Pete Moss Cross Country Invitational. Johannesburg Lewiston won the small school title in both boys and girls. Riley Ho of Heartland and Julia Flynn of Traverse City Central won individual titles against loaded big school fields.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the big differences between high school football and the college or pro game is how pass interference is called. In high school, there is no such thing as an uncatchable pass. If there is illegal contact by the defender while the ball is in the air, that's pass interference, no matter where the ball ultimately ends up. Also, in high school, a defender can face guard as long as no contact is made with the receiver. That is not pass interference, even if the defender does not look back for the ball. Both of those interpretations differ from the college and pro game. Both levels have uncatchable exception, and neither allows for face guarding. Keep that in mind the next time you think you've spotted pass interference at the high school level.
Thanks, Sam. If you want to be a referee, just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Road trips in high school typically mean bus rides and maybe a stop for burgers after the game, but not if you attend Beaver Island Community School. Located on Beaver Island, halfway between Petoskey and Manistique in Lake Michigan, athletes there fly to all road games and stay overnight. For example, the volleyball team will fly to a game, play one game that night, stay the night, and play a second game the next day before flying home. It's the same scenario, but in reverse for schools that travel to Beaver Island. Beaver Island has just under 20 students in 9th through 12th grade, and they participate in soccer, volleyball, and basketball as part of the Northern Lights League. For more on the Lakers and how they navigate playing on an island, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
GetUp Sales believes that owning a Kubota is more than just an equipment purchase. That's why GetUp Sales works hard with every customer to make sure they're choosing the best Kubota product for the job that needs to be done. Because GetUp Sales has been delivering on the Kubota promise of outstanding customer service, they've been designated as a Kubota Elite Dealer, the highest level of achievement, and the only one in Northern Michigan. Only the top-tier dealers in the country achieve the Kubota Elite Dealership distinction. Kubota Elite Dealers are defined by superior customer service, outstanding sales, and exemplary operational excellence. So when you buy a new Kubota tractor from GetUp Sales, take comfort in knowing you're working with an elite dealer. So says the Kubota Tractor Corporation. GetUp Sales, family owned and operated since 1959, on M68 Lanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GetUpSales.com. When you think tractors, think GetUp Sales.
And welcome back. We are live at Thurlow Field for halftime. Traverse City West versus Grand Haven. It's been all West in the first half, and they're up 20-0 as we are being thoroughly entertained by the Traverse City West Titan band. I am Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting. As a reminder, if you're just joining us, we will be broadcasting all of Traverse City West's football games this year. We're excited about that. It's been two good games so far. And let's talk about that first half a little bit, Rich. It's safe to say it was all Traverse City West, but their offense has looked impressive.
Yeah, it certainly has, Tom, and much better performance here this week. A little slow coming out in the first half last week for the Titans, but this week, no shortage of offense for sure. It's certainly led by their quarterback, you know, Brandon Kontek. He has 5 carries for 22 yards. Michael Schermerhorn, 16 carries, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Throwing the ball, Kontek is 5 of 10 for 58 yards. Will Gaston, of course, the big play receiver, has 3 receptions for 45 yards. The Titans have 210 yards of total offense, and they held the Grand Haven offense to a total of 84 yards in that first half.
Yes, and it... Grand Haven hasn't been helping themselves with a lot of penalties, but really, this defense for the Titans, they have not allowed a point since midway in the second quarter of last week's game, and they just look fantastic. That up front, they're getting lots of pressure, and also, we mentioned the special teams, another puck block, a excellent fake on fourth down, which they had a big gainer over on the side, and then they blocked a field goal attempt as well.
As Coach Vaughn and I, when we met with them in his office here a week and a half ago, Tom, those are those hidden yards that a stat doesn't always, you know, these stats won't blow you away offensively, but it's those yards that switch the field position on your special teams that just are hidden within the game itself, and it's a huge difference in the game. The special teams of TC West. I tell you what, I'd put their on top of anybody in the state of Michigan right now, purely by aggressiveness and how effective they have been.
Well, we talked about that the coaches poll that came out about the Big North, and those coaches had two teams ranked ahead above Traverse City West, Central and Cadillac, and we have got those two teams coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Wait, we did.
Cadillac next week on the road, and then, of course, the Patriots game here at Traverse City Central. But, and Coach, of course, we're concerned here about the second half, but this is a senior team, and the seniors have played excellent so far.
Yeah, they have. They continue. He's looking, Coach Vaughn's looking for leadership from these guys all year long, and he's getting it here. And I tell you what, with the 20-0 lead, the halftime speech is going to be a little bit different than what it was last week, Tom, when they were down, what, 28-16?
It was 28-14.
14, okay.
Yep, but they were and given up at one point 28 straight points.
Exactly. So different playing conditions today for sure. Feels like about 40 degrees cooler than what it was down last week down at the University of Michigan. But just a really good overall half by this team, this TC West Titan team, and really applying pressure and pushing the Buccaneers from Grand Haven out of their comfort zone, because they're really making some silly penalties out there after the whistle blows, got them out of their element, and they're just totally flustered from the first half.
And this is a Grand Haven team that, don't kid yourself, they've got some athletes and some big guys on this team, but it's not a senior-laden team like West. This is loaded with sophomores and juniors that will probably be factors next year.
Right
now, they've been struggling a little bit in the first half, which is not to say they couldn't mount a comeback in the second half, but that's the way the first half has gone.
And we saw some of those big plays late in that first half. They got big play capability, a good, tough quarterback who's hard to tackle. And, you know, again, that's coming from a high school that's got almost 2,000 kids in their high school. That's a big high school.
And this is, they're playing, of course, for the Coast Guard Cup, which we're looking for it on the sidelines. Haven't been able to see. We had a nice little flyover by the Coast Guard helicopter during the national anthem, which was cool.
Very cool.
How long have they been playing for? Maybe somebody back here will know how long they planned for the Coast Guard Cup. Okay. Well, at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Yeah, because of COVID. So
yeah,
we're just trying to figure out how extensive the Coast Guard Cup, because you know how when they battle for like the little brown jug and everything after the game, everybody in the Paul Bunyan Trophy, everybody carries it off. I wonder if that's going to happen here.
Now, the one thing I do know, Tom, is that they've played Grand Haven 13 times overall through the years. Now, not all of them, I believe, have been for the Coast Guard Cup, but West is holding a slight 7-6 edge here in those wins over the Buccaneers.
All right, well, we'll come back with second half action as we're live here at Thurlby Field for Blarney Stone Broadcasting, our coverage of Traverse City West football. They're up 20-0. We'll be back with the second half after this.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
West team on their bus on the way to, they had to immediately leave the stadium to go shower at Chelsea High School, but singing the fight song, it was pretty cool. It was a fired up group of Titans with their big comeback last week. But we'll see, they were not going to need the same heroics here in the second half of this one. They're up 20-0. We mentioned the Grand Haven team, they're very young. I mean, you can obviously see some athletic ability here, and they've got some big players, but so far, the senior group of Titans has outdone them here in the first half, and they'll be kicking off to start the second half.
And when you mention that senior leadership, Tom, for sure, it's, you know, you see just being a little more disciplined. When the whistle blows, they'll stop the contact, and then you see some of that youthful exuberance on the Buccaneer side as they'll continue the play and picking up some of those late personal foul calls. That was Bashir Neely once again. He's our big play guy, Tom, number 23 on your roster. Did return it into West territory at the 48-yard line.
So but the one thing about a big lead at halftime, and it's happened many times.
Carson Douglas absolutely using those shoulder pads today from his defensive end linebacker position. He is a big kid, and I tell you what, he is super aggressive. He read that play perfectly, shooting the gap between the guard and the tackle and throwing Bashir back for a loss.
When I was in high school, every week they'd award the Ding Dong Award for the best hit by a defensive player.
Definitely.
We still got the second half to play. Okay, second and long now. Second and 12. And quick handoff up the middle. Nice run there by Grand Haven. Big number 22, Ryan Francis. And he picked up about 5 yards. So a little bit more manageable now for Grand Haven.
In on that tackle.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, bud. That was the senior linebacker, Caleb Kuchnerkevich.
There we go, third and 10 now for the market. After the nice return, so far not much going on here for Grand Haven. Let's see if they can do something offensively. If that best defense just gets them up time after time. Worthington fires over in the flat. He's got a man open, and he caught it. But he maybe we'll see where they move. Yeah, I think he picked up the first down.
It's real close, Tom, real close.
Official is signaling to move the
chief. Yeah, it looks like it's right at the marker.
Yeah. And they got the signal and it's the first down. That was a good pitch and catch there by Grand Haven.
No doubt. Right at the marker, designed obviously to pick up the first down. Good throw, good catch by the receiver. First down for the Bucks here in the second half.
Worthington in the shotgun, ball at the 37-yard line of West. Sends a man in motion. He'll take the snap and take the handoff. He's going to run off tackle on the left side, and again, nothing doing. He had West all over that one. He got a man down now. Dice was the first man in on that hit, and I can't see the number. Looks like he was holding his shoulder. He was the man who made the initial hit.
Ooh, it was, yeah, it was Douglas. He's going to have to come out for a play here. But
his shoulder. Yeah. He really popped the running back on that one. He actually lost the yard. It'll be second down and about 11.
Hopefully just a little stinger or something here, Tom, to kind of lose your feeling a little bit in that arm, and we'll see, because he's been a big play guy on that defense all day long. Yeah. Back judge says yes. Again, just not getting the play call in quick enough from the sideline to the quarterback, and then him having to bark it out to the offense, so they're all on the same page. Just taking a little bit too much time. Right.
That's happened at least three times so far. And now the coach for Grand Haven is wanting to talk to the official for some reason.
Looks like Mike Farley over there, the head coach.
He is pointing at the scoreboard, and apparently he doesn't like that delay game. Doesn't think that either way, he's still giving them the business.
Yep.
But the call's going to stand, so it's going to be second and 16. Ball moved back to the 44-yard line. Of Traverse City West. Worthington now. With a shotgun snap, he takes it.
Reverse.
And got the room out here for Grand Haven, but
What? Randy Schultz.
He was the only man out there, and he made a heck of a tackle, and they might have lost.
Remy showing off that speed. That they had shown in that fake punt earlier in the game, Tom. And again, he did. Good closing speed by him. Again, just good seeing him back out on the field after that big hit early in that first quarter. It was. That was a designed screen pass to the running back, no doubt about it. But Aiden Camp, number 27, read that perfectly. He was there as the ball went to the running back and threw him for another loss. Not right. Most exciting play in football happening right now, Tom. Very effective punt. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, I certainly don't want to get ahead of ourselves or anything like that, Tom, but this defense has not been scored upon since the first half of last week's game. Yeah.
Pressure up front. All right, here we go. Traverse City West, 8-5 up to the third quarter. They're up 20-0 here at Thurlby Field for a rare weekday matinee game. And in motion, Kajic's going to give it to the up man. He's got a little running room. Ball
oh,
boy. Oh, and it's recovered by West. There's a battle for the ball, but it looks like getting number 27. Asian camp, got hit, the ball hit the ground, but he recovered it.
Yep, it was, camp did lose it for a little bit, was able to use his arms to get stretched out there and bring it back into him. Still picked up positive yardage on first down.
He did, so it's got second and seven. Randy Township now. Cornerhorn with a nice hole on the outside, and he's going to pick up the first down. Across the 40-yard line, he's got a clear down for Grand Haven.
He's grabbing his left shoulder immediately as the Buccaneer player.
That'll be a first down, though, for West. That'll be a Fox Motor first down and give us a chance to... We'll take a break here and come back.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing. The ones to trust when it comes to rust. Located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
It is. Yes.
Kermerhorn takes the snap. He's got the first down easily. Still on his feet. Gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
And another Buccaneer player slow to get up, Tom. And that's that kid, Jackson Franz, that had a really big first half for them, but he got blocked pretty well by the TC Titan on that first down play. Hey, Fox Motors, first down. Really looking forward to that, Tom. This should be a great game. Coach Mallory down there at Cadillac does a good job with them. They made it to the state finals last year, and they're expecting another deep run this year. Yep, great play fake that time. I thought Remy Schultz actually had the ball coming around this left side, and all of a sudden it's a Konchak kept it himself and picked up great yardage there.
So it'll be a little more manageable now, third and five. They're going to have two receivers split out to the right, and I heard the whistle. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Had to... come out, Will Gaston had to step out real quick, and coming in for him is Cam Oliver. Schultz, Remy Schultz again.
And he'll be just short of the first down.
About a yard. Yeah, you know they're going to, Coach Vaughn's going to go for it.
Receiver, Skirmerhorn's going to take the snap. He's going to go straight up the middle. Full straight forward. He's going to have the first down. He didn't initially.
Right.
And just kept those legs turning, and it's going to be first down. Travis West, which of course is a box
once again. And that's Franz once again. The last week, he's been down a couple of plays now, Tom, and he's just getting beat up there. That's good read by the Buccaneers. They knew exactly what was going to happen with the ball that time, but Skirmerhorn was just too tough, kept those legs a-churning, and picked up 2 yards when he needed one.
Hey Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
And we're back here live at Thurbly Field. Came back a little bit late. Rich, you had a big play right there on to start that series.
And there was an interception by Brecken Hall by the Buccaneer defense and returned it right near midfield, Tom, for Grand Haven, so turnover for West, but there is a flag on the play.
He also got hit, fumbled the ball on the return, but they recovered
it. And they recovered it. We'll see what the call is here.
Yeah, Konchick went back to pass, and I'm not sure where he was going with that one because he didn't have anybody open, but it's a nice interception by Grand Haven. And after the penalty, this is a big play here. Is it a... Didn't see what the penalty was, but it's a
15-yarder.
Personal
foul, yeah.
Okay.
On the Titans, and like you said, now it's going to move it down to the Titan 35-yard line.
Yep, with their best starting position for Grand Haven. They haven't been able to do much on offense. Trying to get back into this one. And the give is to the up man, and he breaks the tackle.
He's got
gets
the
outside.
Corner.
He does got the corner, gets down to the 20, about the 21-yard line. Tackled by Ben Chalette, but you're going to get a flag late.
That was a touchdown-saving tackle by Chalette, but that might be coming back, Tom.
Yeah, he sidestepped the linebacker and got outside. And once again, this could be a situation that Grand Haven has had trouble with penalties here today.
Chalette plays that defensive line, but he's one of the quicker defensive linemen.
That's a face mask.
Offensive face mask.
Oh, man.
You don't see that all the time.
No. Like I said, we see glimmers of from Grand Haven, but they just keep shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties. So that's going to bring a first down. It'll be, instead of a first down, down there by the 20, the ball's going to be actually marked at the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 11. And now again, hits to try the same delayed handoff, and that time nothing doing. His big number 20 for Grand Haven was brought down
by Kyle McCrum. Chased him down from the weak side. Time they ran away from him, but the every week captain, senior Kyle McCrum, plays left guard on the offensive line, left tackle on the defensive line, and absolutely ran down the running back behind the line of scrimmage, throwing him for a loss.
Well, that's one thing about this Titan defense today is that you don't get two good plays in a row against them.
No, you
do
not.
They get one big gainer, and then boom. But here we go, second down and 14. Ball at the 39-yard line of West. Again, give to the halfback, and he is thrilled for a loss. His Skirmerhorn was in there, but four or five other Titans closing that gap, and they'll bring up third and long. This is the third time that Grand Haven has had the football after a nice return or a penalty or an interception on the west side of the football field, and they keep going backwards.
And they do. Each play has gone backwards incrementally, Tommy. Like, you know, it's just, and it's a different Titan player making a play. That, you know, that's what they truly, this is a team effort on the defensive side, everybody getting in on the action.
So here we go, third down and 16, 2:33 left to go here in the third quarter. It's been all west. They're up 20 to nothing.
Looks like Remy Schultz is going to blitz over there on the right side.
And
here
we
come.
Big hand up back to pass. Schultz has got him, and down he goes.
He was just too quick for that left tackle. You could see it happening right there before Miss Cleo gave me a call and said that was going to happen. And
the captain, Kyle McCrum, was also in there on that tackle, but Schultz was the main instigator, a huge loss.
These defensive linemen for West are undersized, but man, are they quick.
And they, after that interception and then penalty, they had the ball on the 35-yard line. Now they're kicking from their own side of the field at the 47. And once again, are they going to go for the block? We'll see. There's pressure, but this time it's get off. And a nice punt, too. Gaston will have to field it. Well, he still doesn't have a handle on it and does it about the 15-yard line. Cuts outside at the 20. He's at the 30 and gets knocked just out of bounds at about, well, they're going to say 28 is where he stepped out. That'll be first and 10. Titans.
Always exciting on the punt return, punt block team.
I know. And who knows? It looks like the Grand Haven Buccaneers have learned to get the snap and the kickoff a little quicker. Because as soon as he gets it, boom, there's no windup or anything.
The last two punts have been much better, much better for sure.
So here we go. West will have the football. Brandon Konchek looks over the defense. It'll be Aiden Kemp. Man, we got to get an offsides penalty, it looks like, against West. We didn't see this so much last week, all the penalties.
Yeah, a game that you would almost expect with the Heat in their first game.
Seeing a lot of laundry on the field.
We have.
So that's going to bring up first and 15 now for West.
See if we can get Tide to be a sponsor for us next week.
All right. Quick handoff up the middle. Nothing doing there. Still on his feet, though. Churn for a couple extra yards was Aiden Kemp, the senior.
He does not go down easy either. No. Him and Skirmerhorn both, they like to keep those legs a-churning after first contact, and it's a pride thing.
Well, he's a strong kid at 5'9", 190 pounds. Looks like all legs on that.
It is, yeah. That's all muscle for sure.
And now Brandon looking over to the sidelines. Got Skirmerhorn over to his right. He goes back to pass. Got some time over the middle. Throws ahead. That was a good play call. He had Skirmerhorn there, but just over his outstretched fingertips. And it's going to bring up third down now in 14 for West. With 50 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. 20 to nothing. All the scoring was in the first half. As West had two long sustained drives. Or three, excuse me. Skirmerhorn with a couple of touchdown runs, and Brandon with a touchdown pass, as he's back to pass, fires, he's got a man open in the flat, makes a nice catch, and makes a man break a tackle. He's still on his feet. Look at this. Oh, still going. He'll be short of the first down.
Horse collar.
I believe
collar.
You got a horse collar. Well, that was Aiden Lewandowski, who should have been down two or three times in that play and broke some tackles and finally forced the horse collar.
That's exactly the right explanation. Because of that extra effort, forced Grandhaven into tackling with that horse collar tackle. I believe it's going to be a first down for West.
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I didn't see that.
They're calling a listen to the crowd and the coaching staff next to us. Yeah. Nobody can believe that. That was a personal foul, a blow to the head on the offense.
Illegal contact to the head.
The flag came right after the horse collar. So
right.
I think everybody didn't even mention the horse collar.
The way the kid, the way he went down, Lewandowski went down, you could tell it was a horse collar. That's the only way you could pull him down.
I thought it was either that or the face mask. Yeah. That was missed, and the officials somehow caught a blow to the head by West. So that means with 31 seconds left, this is going to be third down and call it 21. And they're going to concheck now in the shotgun. We'll see what they have.
From their own 17
in the play
now.
Call for a 21-yard third down play. And they're trying a little back screen. They got some running room. They need a block out here, and they get it. They're going to have a first down. Still on his feet all the way up across midfield, and then you get a push out of bounds, and that'll add another 15 yards. That was Garrett Schuler.
Yeah, Garrett Schuler. We called his name and number last week quite a few times, Tom, and again, picked up a big play there, and I think there's going to be another personal foul, this time against Grandhaven at the end of the play.
A nice piece of run. I would say what play call, but they did this one last week in Ann Arbor. The quarterback rolls out to the right and throws back to his left, and you've got just one man out there with a whole bunch of running room.
Almost like a bubble screen or something like that, Tom. It's just, all the momentum, like you said, is flows the one way, and then they come against the grain, and you get it to one of your playmakers.
Perfect call on 21.
What a great call.
And then they kind of a ridiculous personal foul here. A guy was like five steps out of bounds, and you got just a little shove, but that was enough for the officials.
Yeah.
So here we go. The ball will be on the 34-yard line of Grandhaven. West, after that play, we'll have the ball. We'll see. We've got two receivers split out there to the right. It'll be Garrett Schuler. You got the coach for Grandhaven. He is not happy about something.
Totten out there to the on the inside.
You can't be complaining about the personal foul. Exactly.
Because that stuff, again, it's been going on since early in this game.
All right, we have Totten, Schuler were split out to the right, and Gaston, the lone receiver, to the left. Konchak takes the snap and gives the up man. That is Aiden, and he pulls forward. He's going to be short of the first down. A nice run. Oh, see that?
He came up and smacked the ball out of his hand.
They're starting to lose their poise here on Grandhaven. And fortunately for them, they didn't get a penalty call. But
that
was Aiden Camp with a nice run. It'll bring up second and three, and we're going to get a timeout here. This might be on Grandhaven's timeout. Third quarter. I'll get it together. Let's take a break.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for...
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
Yeah.
And they'll have the ball now at the second and short. Still discussing that horsepower.
Yes.
But the West made up for it with the big first down. Now they got it in scoring position again. Give it to Aiden Camp. He's got some running room up the middle. Eight tackles, a lot of speed, that's a five touchdown.
All right, 26-yard touchdown run by Aiden Camp. And it's nice to have that dynamic duel, Michael Schermerhorn and also Aiden Camp in there. I mean, that's just a great dynamic duel then. And then share carries, and then it allows Schermerhorn then to rest for defense.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Okay. All right, we're live back here at Thurlby Frill for the kickoff. After West scored another touchdown, they're up 26-0. And kick all the way back to the 11-yard line. It's fielded there by big number 23, and he gets racked up after about picking up 10 yards. It'll be first and 10. Sorry, I had a little mic problem there. Hopefully everybody got that we had a nice 26-yard touchdown run by Mr. Aiden Camp.
Aiden Camp doing a good job again from his running back position. Two different senior running backs this year, Tom.
Well, in this 1-2 punch, offense and defense, a balanced attack for West. There's not a whole lot you can complain about if you're a Traverse City West. The special teams, everything working today. Just a good game all the way around as they're battling here for the Coast Guard Cup. And so Mr. Worthington back at quarterback takes the shotgun, gives it up, and boy, another rousing smack hit. Ryan Francis, who got the ball, and now he's looking back at his quarterback like, why did you give it to me? It was supposed to be an option,
right?
And he gave it to him with three West guys right there.
The quarterback option was, I wanted to live a little bit longer, so I'm going to hand it off to you, buddy.
So he got up and looked at his quarterback like, why did I get that? So he'll bring it second down and 10.
Sacrificial lamb on that one.
Worthington back to pass, looking. He's under all kinds of pressure, fires downfield. He had a man with a step, but he had too much pressure on him to make a decent pass there. That'll bring up third down.
Absolutely. When Tom, it's like when you're standing in the pocket there and all you see is green jerseys coming at you. You got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And but you're right. Brashear did have a step on the defender, but just no way was there enough time to make that pass connect.
Third and 10 with 11:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Traverse City Titans trying to run their record to 2-0 to start this season. First home game of the year has gone well. This little matinee performance. Worthington sends a man in motion. This time he is going to give the off the right side. His man's got some running room. He's going to be short of the first down, but a pretty good piece of running there by Ryan Francis.
That was Ben Shillette on the tackle for the Titans.
Shillette, one of the game captains today.
Cool. Tom, just real quick, I want to mention that today's broadcast brought to you in part by Dean Transportation, proud to be a part of their community, connecting people with purpose for more than 50 years. Join the Dean team today by going to deantransportation.com. It's not a job, it's a career with purpose.
I see the student section is coming alive over there.
I like it.
Something's going on.
Like to hear the
All
crowd.
All right, here we go. Oh, they're going to go for it on fourth down, deep in their own end of the field. This is interesting. And they give to the man off tackle, and he may have a first down, and he does. But that kind of surprised everybody. But why not? When you're down by this much late in the game, that was Ryan Francis with the carry.
Good.
Off the left side and made a nice run and have a first down.
Second and third effort by Francis that time did get the first down for the Buccaneers.
They haven't had a whole lot of first downs.
They have not.
I think three were getting the total for the game, so that's cause for celebration right there.
Right.
Just first down.
Titan defense playing with pride here, Tom. They want to keep that shutout on the scoreboard for sure.
Worthington now. He'll send a man in motion and give the man off tackle. Same man who carried it last time. He had a nice hole. That was Francis starting to get his game together a little bit there. He's picked up about 5 yards.
Looks like Ben Chalette out there once again and on the tackle.
The captain. One of the captains. They have three that they have all year, and then they vote on two for
each week, right?
Game.
Yeah.
And Ben, I had the other one too, but I got a text from the coach last night, and I can't find it. Second down, and we'll call it six. Again, that is Francis, and he is brought down after maybe a yard gain. That time, I want to give credit to Kyler Brunin, who was the initial tackler on that one. He's going to bring up third down and call it five. Ball at the 44-yard line of Grand Havens. 8 minutes and 47 seconds left to go in this one. It's been all Titans, 26 to nothing. They get their hands mostly around that Coast Guard cup. They can feel it. Worthington now in the shotgun again. And again, he's going to give it all that right side, and there's plenty of room. A first down and more. This could be a touchdown. All alone is Gavin Strong. No flags, and the Grand Haven Buccaneers are going to come up with their first points of the game.
Yeah, nice run around that right side of the offensive line. Tom did a good job of the trap blocking in there. And pretty much once he got broke containment there, he's got enough speed to take it into the end zone for the first score for Grand Haven.
Where's this kid been? He's like, I think that's only his second carry, and he looked great. Broke the tackle and a lot of speed. So that's going to make it 26-6. First points given up by this West defense since the second quarter of last week against Midland. And then you've got Nathan Boyke, who's the kicker. And he puts it up. And it's good. And it'll make it 26-7 with the kickoff to come. Got 8:23 left to go. We'll be back. You're listening to the Traverse City West Football on Blarney Stone Broadcast.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today, or visit TOMIA247.com.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
All right, we're back after the break. 26-7 now. Traverse City West on the lead as Grand Haven gets their first points of the game. And a nice long. How long was that run? It was over. Let's see. It was Gavin Strong, the senior. 75 yards on that run. It was a good one. So here we go. It'll be Grand Haven kicking off. The Gaston back.
See what they do here, Tom, whether they have an onside kick planned or if they're going to kick it deep, because they need the ball back in a hurry if they want to try to even come back here.
Oh, we just want to make sure. Check that. We got a correction, 56 yards. Are you all set there?
Yeah,
yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Making sure we're early on in the season, getting all the technical stuff up and running. All right. And there is the kick, and it's going to be fielded by the up man, Aiden Cotton. Cotton breaks outside, one tackle. He's over the 25, down over the 30, and gets out of bounds at about the 33. A couple of the Titan players wanted an illegal block there, but they're not going to get it. They will have the ball first and 10.
Hey, Tom, today's broadcast brought to you in part by Jimmy John's of Traverse City. At Jimmy John's, they don't make sandwiches. They make the sandwich of sandwiches. With two locations in Traverse City, on South Airport Road and East Front Street.
All right, well, let's see if the Titans can respond here.
Just going to want some ground and pound and run that clock, Tom, on this possession.
Probably, and we've got Aiden Camp behind Konchak. Mm-hmm. Konchak fakes the handoff to him. He'll go all around the right side, still on his feet. Still on his feet, churning, maybe 4 yards. We'll see. He never actually did get brought down. Well, there he is. After the whistle, he's down. But nice piece of running there. So good pickup on first down. They're going to say 5 yards, so it'll be second and 5 to go for West.
Yeah. Keeping that clock a-moving at 6:45 to go in the game. Titans up 26-7.
A matinee performance here on a weekday, a rare deal, but it's been a lot of fun. Konchak now, right up the middle. Nice piece of running again. That is Schultz, and he's going to have a first down. A Fox Motors first down as he gets it all the way up almost to midfield. He's showed some good spurts today.
Absolutely. Remy Schultz, a nice bounce-back performance, because after that tough hit early in that game, we weren't sure we'd see Remy again. But he's come back and had some big plays for the Titans.
Well, he took the fake handoff or punt attempt in front of a big first down, but right at the end of it, he got popped. His helmet went flying. He had to be helped off the field, but he's been strong every time he's had the ball here in the second half.
Nowadays, these helmets are amazing helmets, Tom. It's, they are awesome.
And now they give it to Schultz again. He's got some running room and a big hole over the 40. Still going all the way down to the 32-yard line. Well, he had a hole there, and then just, boom, that quick burst of speed, and it's going to be first and 10. And that's a Fox Motors first down. 6:45 left to go in this one.
You see that, Tom, like you said, that burst of his. He is quick out of that backfield, and great blocking by the right side of that line.
We got some new personnel there, and there on offense is Brandon Konchak. Keeps it. Nothing doing. That didn't fool anybody. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Grand Haven Buccaneers in on that tackle, and actually going to be a big loss for West. But there is a flag.
The right side of that line was Ben Chalette and also Cale Cerny.
Not sure what the call is here. We've seen a lot of flags today. I was going to say, there's not a whole lot that West has to work on here if we talk to coach, but there has been a lot of penalties on both teams in this game.
The referees recognize they had microphones today, and they are auditioning for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, well, they're getting a lot of airtime.
They are.
Okay, do we have a new quarterback in here for West? Okay, what happened there? It's a penalty against
5-yarder, I know, against, but yeah, I believe.
All right, give us to Schultz again, and this time nowhere. He might have been tackled for a loss. We got a quarterback who's not on my roster.
I was going to say, number 15.
Is this a JV player? Number 15, we'll just call him for now until we get a, what is it?
Isaac Kelsey.
Isaac Kelsey is now in at quarterback. I don't believe there's anything wrong with Konchak. He's over at the sidelines. Doesn't look like probably giving the young kid some reps here. And he's going to carry the football, and he's going nowhere this time. Kelsey was driven down behind the line of scrimmage, and now West is starting to go backwards. There's a whole bunch of new personnel here for the Titans. Want to make sure we get them names. As the clock continues to run, 5:28 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It'll be third down, call it 12.
Main thing is keeping that clock a running, Tom.
Isaac Kelsey.
Got it down now.
Yeah.
It's going to be under 5 minutes to go in this ball game when this ball is snapped. Again, Titans up 26-7.
Interesting. See, it's obviously passing down, but do you do that when you're trying to run the clock out? Doesn't look that way. Schultz got the little running room up the middle. Breaks the tackle. A nice piece of running. He'll be short of the first down by about 3 or 4 yards, but they're probably going to go for it anyways.
Yeah, why not?
Schultz has had some holes, too.
He has.
That offensive line is doing a nice job.
Once again, that right side, he really seems to be able to run behind those guys. Shalette and Cerny, they're doing a good job. 71-50, right tackle, right guard. Going to bring up fourth and three.
And as Kelsey will be taking the shotgun snap. Schultz will be next to him in the backfield, and he's going to keep the ball over the right side. Got some running room. He's got a first down and more. He's at the 10-5 touchdown. Isaac Kelsey. Good piece of running.
Isaac Kelsey, get your name in the paper, buddy.
There you go.
Ball was on the 25-yard line, Tom, so a 25-yard scamper by Isaac Kelsey.
Well, you want to get him some snaps. Those are snaps to remember right there. Touchdown. Look at him come to the sidelines now and get mobbed by his teammates.
And that's how you get more snaps in the future games.
They love it. So Isaac with the big touchdown, making it 32-7 now. West in the lead. And they're going to, no swinging gate this time. They're going to attempt to kick the extra point. Michael Skirmerhorn, another captain. Snap is good. Kick is up and good. And we'll take a break. 32-7. Titans in the lead. Traverse City West football.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing. The ones to trust when it comes to rust. Located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
Got hit on all sides that time, Tom, and today's broadcast brought to you in part by Francisco's Market and Deli. They're more than a market and more than a deli, located on Silver Lake Road in Traverse City and online at franciscosmarket.com.
We give the, a shout-out to Cameron Oliver, number 22. He was the man that made the tackle.
Hold on a second. Sorry. What? Is my mic working now? There we go. We're back up in business. I want to give a shout-out to Cameron Oliver, who made that tackle, the senior. And I think we're supposed to call him Camel. That's what it said on the pronunciations that we got from the coach.
Right.
So Camel with a big tackle there.
Yeah, we sat with coach. He said he just calls him Camel. He said his mom calls him Camel. So that was the one there.
All right.
But, good
for his mom, Camel with a big tackle.
Yeah. We appreciate all of our sponsors and partnerships here with everyone partaking of our broadcast here today.
Yep, and you're going to get a penalty on the kickoff. You did see a late flag. Not going to make much of a difference. It'll put the ball at the 21-yard line. It's with 4:03 left to go. Titans comfortably ahead, 33-7.
Let's see if Grand Haven, if they try to air it out a little bit more here, Tom.
We'll see. I'm still looking for that Coast Guard cup to see if I can see it on the sidelines. And there's a give-off tackle. Nothing doing. Still on his feet, though, is the running back for Grand Haven. He broke a couple of tackles and maybe picked up a half yard at that. That was Ben Myers on the carry. This defense has been unbelievable. We last checked 3 first downs for Grand Haven, and now it's the all-important. It's second down.
Right.
And 10.
In on that last play, Aiden Lewandowski, first man in for the Titan defense.
And again, the give-off tackle and nothing doing. Same running back, Ben Myers, and this time he was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
They just haven't been able to, consistently just have not been able to get anything going against this Titan defense. And they had that one big play, and that's been their only scoring that they've had in this game.
How about this for a nickname, the Titanium Wall?
I like it. From the Titans, the Titanium, I like it. Look
it's
at you.
It's been a wall.
You're an idea man.
I'm an idea man. That's what you got me here for.
Edible paper.
All right, here we go. Third down and long. Third and 11. Worthington is going to give it to the fullback, and he broke a tackle. But look at that. Again, 6 Titan players right there, and he's got nowhere to go.
Man,
they're
going
to have nightmares about this game.
They are.
That was Kyler Brunen who made the tackle, but there were at least 6 Titans there. He wasn't going anywhere.
They're seeing a sea of green on every single snap, Tom. I mean, it's how much they pursue after the ball. It's just crazy.
So, we'll see. I don't know if they're going to call off the dogs here on this punt attempt since it's 33-7 with 2:05 left to go. We'll see. Grand Haven now has 3 blockers deep to try and get this off. Worthington will have it. Again, a little pressure, but he gets off a nice kick. It's going to send Gaston back to his own 45. He'll cut across midfield. And to the 40, still on his feet on the sidelines. Nobody tackled him. He's still going, and he can't be brought down until about the 9-yard line.
Boy, Will Gaston.
Wow.
Absolutely shows you how dangerous he is as a punt returner. He scored last week, almost scored right here.
He broke a tackle and tiptoed down that sideline. It looked like some of the Grand Haven players had stopped.
Yeah, it was like he was the invisible man. You know, he's just like...
Got it all the way down. They're going to say his knee was down at the 10. So, West, another chance to score here. 33-7, they're up with a minute 41 to go. And I got to tell you, as good as this defense has played, the special teams have been fantastic.
They have, and we have a timeout on the field with West. And, of course, that means Michigan Trailers is our timeout sponsor. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
Yeah, you can add that kickoff or that punt return to a block punt, block field goal, and pressure every time.
The pressure every time, and then the fake punt, and then that they picked up a big first down on in that first half, or in the first quarter actually. So.
33-7
with the ball at the 10. First and goal. Yeah, first and goal at the 10. Wasn't sure if it's just out, but maybe you see we're down to that time where you just maybe have to run one play, Tom, and then go into victory formation.
You got a bunch of, we'll see if we can name off some of them because we got a whole personnel changes here. But, Yeah, I don't think you want to call off the dogs. These people are wanting to get in the game and see what they can do. And there is Isaac Kelsey, the quarterback. He gives it to another man who is on my roster. If I could find the second half of the seat.
Reese Robertson?
Robertson, yes.
Yep, he's just a junior. Good to see Reese in there.
It's going to be second down and goal just inside the 10-yard line. With a minute 15 left to go in this one. Clock still running.
And
are they going into victory formation? I don't know. You can't, okay.
Under 10 to go to snap this
Aiden
ball.
Aiden Morneau is now checked into game two as well for West. I want to make sure we get some of these players. Ethan Phillies in. And now it'll be Reese with the carry. And he broke one tackle, got outside, picked up maybe a couple yards. Trying to see if get everybody on this roster that's now in the game.
Should just have to snap it one more time, Tom. 37 seconds to go and running.
Third and goal. They're not exactly taking a knee because, like I said, they got a lot of new guys in, so they're want to get some stuff going. As Ethan Phillies, the senior, is now split out wide to his left.
Yeah.
Out there with Totten.
TJ
21
Fox
seconds.
In there, TJ Fox was one of the scout team players of the week.
And they are going to take a knee on the shotgun snap with 11 seconds to go, and that should do it right here as the Titans get a big hand from the crowd here on this matinee performance. They dominated in a 33-7 victory over Grand Haven. I'm going to see the handshake, and before we go to commercial, I want to see if I can see that Coast Guard Cup if they bring this thing out.
Let's check and see.
Both teams are at midfield now, shaking hands. As Grand Haven, we mentioned, the athletic team, but very young, and lots of mistakes here out today, but they were up against a monstrous defense. Is that it right there? That is that life preserver. Is that the trophy?
I actually saw a trophy when they were handing it off on the website on ccwestfootball.com, but I'm not sure. Maybe they have changed it to the life ring there.
The Coast Guard has the life preserver that says Coast Guard Cup. Either way, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Coach about this one. As we're live here at Thurby Field, as Traverse City West has wrapped up a 33-7 win over the Grand Haven Buccaneers.
Hey, Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales on M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits, but Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Come explore the historic village at Grand Traverse Commons, a landmark almost as old as Traverse City itself. Shop unique, locally owned stores inside the Mercado, dine at one of the 7 eateries, or grab a drink at the neighborhood winery. Explore over 60 acres of history, including hiking trails and the second largest arboretum in the state of Michigan. Want to know more? Book a guided walking tour and get to explore unrenovated buildings and the 1883 steam tunnel. Shop, dine, and explore at thevillagetc.com.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today, or visit TOMIA247.com. /business.
And welcome back to Thoroughby Field. Tom Duggan along with Rich Caucus of Blarney Stone Broadcasting, and I'm broadcasting Traverse City West football as they dominated today in a 33-7 victory over Grand Haven. They won the Coast Guard
Cup. Nice to meet you. Good job,
guys. As we got a couple of Titans here to start the post-game show. Rich, dominating performance all the way around.
Yeah, really. It was a great performance once again, Tom, and this TC West defense is absolutely stepping up to the plate, giving up one touchdown since the second quarter of the first game, and great play by them, great special teams once again, and the offense got rolling and just couldn't be stopped, and just a great consistent performance by this Titan team.
Well, why don't we talk to the players? We'll break down the stats in a minute. Get a chance to talk to the coach. We've got a couple of the players with us right now, including someone who was captain for this week. Step up here. Can you hold that mic?
We got Ben Shillette here. Of course, Ben had a good game, both playing along that offensive line, defensive line, and you got. I noticed you're one of the quicker linemen out there, Ben. Is that what you take your pride in when you're out there playing against those big guys along the offensive line?
I take a lot of pride in staying low every play and just driving my feet and keeping going.
Yeah, well, it certainly shows. I mean, you got sideline to sideline speed. You got more like linebacker speed playing along that defensive front. Also, the importance of using your hands and the technique that you guys get coached up on. Talk a little bit about that as well.
We just start with the little things every practice and build up, and you can tell by our coaching they do a great job of teaching us the right stuff and implementing it all week.
You guys, seems like that defense is really taking a lot of pride in holding the opponent down as much as possible. Basically, that one big play here in the second half gave up that touchdown. But other than that, you guys have pitched a shutout here since the second quarter of the Midland game.
You know, we take a lot of pride in our defense and 11 helmets to the ball every play, and I think we did a great job doing that today.
Yeah. So you were named one of the captains this week.
Yes, I was.
What's the responsibility with that?
Just leading by example and making sure everybody's doing the right thing, everybody's showing up on time, got the right jersey, and just being someone to lead by example out there.
Something seemed to click after about the midway of the second quarter last week against Midland, where all of a sudden you guys became impenetrable. What was the talk at halftime of that game?
Just that we need to take it one play at a time, that, you know, we're not going to score 28 straight. We just got to take it one play at a time, one inch at a time, and just every play.
Well, listen, a big victory here. How important was it for that Coast Guard Cup trophy? I just recently heard about it, but I feel like you guys are pretty excited to take that thing in the locker room.
You know, very exciting anytime we can win something like that, but it's another game we were just focused on winning this week.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on an excellent game and a big win for the Titans.
Thank you.
Then we got another captain here, Kyle McCrum, who's going to step into the microphone. Kyle, nice game again there. You guys, awesome job. You guys both off. Really, I mean, last week the offense had a little trouble getting going in that first half. This week, no problems whatsoever. You guys marching down the field, just moving the chains and then punching it in on numerous possessions there in that first half.
Yeah, so I think a big thing was we were training pad level this week a lot. Last week, pad level wasn't so great. This week, I mean, that's all we focused on. Firing off the ball, I mean, getting our fit, driving our feet, but that was a big deal.
It really looked like it was a physical game, a lot of extracurricular activities there, a lot of personal fouls against those guys on the opposing team for Grand Haven. What was the key to staying disciplined and getting the penalties on those guys?
Well, I mean, the main thing was just stay focused, do our job, I mean, get off the ball, do what we're supposed to be or do, and stop talking to the other players.
All right. Kyle, you're another guy that uses that speed of yours along that defensive front. Again, you got sideline to sideline speed, and that's a lot of, you guys run a lot of three-man fronts with down linemen. Sometimes you got outside linebackers, defensive ends, but man, you guys have speed to burn on that defensive line, and it shows on the field.
Yes, sir. I think it helps a lot. I mean, just talking up front, I mean, doing our jobs, but definitely speed helps getting around players.
We're talking with Kyle McCrum from Traverse City West, and we watched some of the video and looked at the stats of Worthington as quarterback for Grand Haven, but you guys did a heck of a job shutting him down. What's the key to that?
I think, once again, just doing our jobs. I mean, D-line, I mean, cover the running back, outside backers, I mean, they're on the quarterback, and as long as we're doing our job, we got stuff done.
All right, congrats. Do you like these afternoon games or for the Friday night?
As long as it's cool, I'm fine with whatever, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. You're glad that anything other than what last week was, so this was like 40 degrees cooler.
Oh, definitely,
like.
Yep. A lot better.
Thanks so much for taking
Thank
the
you.
Time.
All right, Kyle,
great
good
game.
Job, buddy.
Congratulations. Enjoy this one. Enjoy that trophy.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Joining us. Victorious, 33-7 over Grand Haven. Coach, I'm trying to figure out what we can say your team needs to work on right now, because I saw special teams were excellent, the defense was excellent, and your offense came to play again.
Well, how much time do we have? Because I can tell you a lot of things that we got to work on. We're not, you know, I said to the boys in the locker room afterwards, are we satisfied with that? And I think that's the best thing this year is our kids are really buying into we're never going to be satisfied. And our goal is, you know, to make sure people say our names when we leave the field. So our goal is to keep, you know, staying on that trajectory like that. The Price is Right with the little Alpine guy always getting to the top. We hope we never get to the top because we think with the kids that we have, you know, sky's the limit really with this team.
You know what surprised me is that in the first half, you would think that they saw some game film on your punt blocking team from last week, and you were still able to get that massive pressure, especially in the first half. They figured out a little bit of it.
Well, you know, there's a couple things we do. Even in pregame, our pump block guys go over on the side over there, usually on the visitor sideline, and they practice blocking punts. I mean, we put a lot of time into it because of that reason. You know, how many teams have great long snappers and punters that can get it off in that 2 seconds, 2.2 seconds? And we're always going to put pressure on them. So even when they, you know, get the punt off, they have to block for so long, we're going to get some kind of return. So, you know, I told you guys last week, we are aggressive and we want to keep attacking, and that's definitely one phase, and we have a lot of different ways we can do it.
Coach, you're really impressed again your second week here. How much this defense swarms to the ball. It's just like there's many plays that we can call four or five different guys that are in on every tackle.
That doesn't just happen. That's practice. We do that in practice. There's two whistles and 11 guys got to be the ball, and if they're not, they're doing down-ups or push-ups or something along those lines. And it's something you got to get your kids to buy into, that it always matters. You know, how many high school games do you see where a kid breaks it and guys just stop? Well, we've had a number of games here where our guys don't stop and they either get them on the sideline, force a fumble, whatever it is, and Coach Morrow and our defensive staff does an incredible job of just making sure that, you know, that's a point of emphasis. That's what we want to be known for, is swarming. You know, Coach Farley over there, we scrimmaged his brother, and he said, you know, my brother called me up and said, man, I was scared during the scrimmage because you guys are coming at it, and that's what we want from our defense.
And speaking of toughness, I want to talk to you about Schultz on that big punt, and he made a heck of a run. Boy, he got blasted, and I thought that was going to be the last we saw of him. He came back second half.
Well, he's a downhill skier too, so I'm sure he's taking a few gates to the face and falling, all those things. He's a tough kid. He's been starting for us since he was a sophomore, and we're finding a lot of different ways to get him on the field, try to get him the ball, and you know, that's one of them. That was a great pump fake that we called, and he did a great job, and yeah, just popped back up, and then all of a sudden he came out on defense coming off the edge.
Yeah, reckless abandon. That's what he plays. Downhill skiers when they play football. There's no fear.
Yeah, you got to live on the edge. Or your times are going to be really slow.
How long are you going to celebrate this, Coach, before you start thinking about the Cadillac?
Well, it is 3:39, so probably tonight, and start looking at some Cadillac film. They're 2-0. We know they're good. They were in the finals last year. Coach Mallory's done an incredible job with them. So, you know, defensively, offensively, we got a lot to work on in order to beat them. It's a first conference game for us. Our kids know we were picked third. They were picked ahead of us. So we just got to keep picking away and put ourselves in position for conference titles.
Isn't that nice when those media folks get out there and help motivate your players?
Well, you know, our guys, we say all the time, we don't care what anyone else thinks. It's about the guys in the room. But, yeah, obviously, you know, those things come out, and it's great bulletin board material. But I'll be honest with you, our guys are looking at one week at a time, one play at a time. And I think tonight we did a better job, although we got to keep working. Our guys went one play at a time and just worked through it. And we had a few hiccups here and there, but I think overall the team kind of worked through it.
Do you prefer, I just wanted to ask this question, the professional 1 o'clock afternoon kickoff, or do you prefer playing under the lights at 7 o'clock?
Done it all. As long as it's a W, I don't care. obviously, you guys said it with either Kyle or Ben, you know, 147 degrees last week, much different this week. You know, so it was a nice day. Rain held off. You know, everything was pretty good about it. And I told you guys, if we want to make it to the state finals, you got to play at 1 o'clock on a Saturday. So our boys have to be able to handle all different times, traveling, all that stuff. All the obstacle is the way.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot, Rich. Unless you have any more questions.
Coach Vaughn, it's good to be 2-0 and going into this Cadillac game. We know it's a huge game, and have a great week of practice.
Well, I appreciate it, and see if you guys can remember. We are
Titans.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Greg Vaughn, victorious.
Yeah.
Travis,
Happy Coach, because he has the Coast Guard Cup.
Yeah. Which we figured out after watching him carried off the field is a life preserver from the ship.
Yep, the life ring out there. So I painted a crosshair Coast Guard cup. Very cool.
It's just mean stuff to the
very
players.
Topical. I mean, it adds a little more meaning to these rivalries. You know, this is the 14th time they've played Grand Haven. So, they do a nice job with it, and it's good. Yeah, you got to have some of those motivating factors. Kids love it. The parents, the coaches love it. It just adds a little more meaning to the games, Tom.
Well, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up. We'll tell you some of the scoring and what's on the schedule for next week.
Sounds good, buddy.
The road for a big game. You're listening to Blondiesville Broadcasting's version of Traverse City West Football.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales on M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Hey Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
And welcome back. We are live here at the post-game show at Thurlby Field as Traverse City West wrapped up a 33-7 victory over Grand Haven, the Buccaneers. Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins. And Rich, basically West set the tone early and pretty much dominated this game. They had three long drives in that first half, culminated with two short runs by Skirmerhorn.
Right.
And then quarterback Konchak threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Garrett Schuler. And then, let's see, in the second half, we had Aiden Camp had a 26-yard, nice run right up
really nice run.
Yeah. And then Isaac Kelsey, who was in at quarterback, getting some playing time, he had a 25-yard touchdown run of his own. And then the only score that they gave up was a late in the second half. It was Gavin Strong for Grand Haven, who had a nice 54-yard run, and that was their only score of the game, along with the extra points of domination on all sides of the ball here.
I think Coach Vaughn discovered that, Aiden Camp is another senior running back he can rely on when Skirmerhorn's not in there, because he goes both ways. He plays linebacker, plays running back, and Camp can spell him for a long period of time, and, I mean, he's very effective. He does a good job of reading the blocks, and he keeps those legs a-churning. You'd mentioned it a couple times. He's 5'9", 190, and, man, he's a strong kid, and he's a good running back, so it's a great way to have two running backs as talented as they are, and so we could do that. But also on defense, I got to say someone that's still Carson Douglas, number 42.
Oh yeah,
he was everywhere. I mean,
he was a monster.
He was a man out there today. He was attacking people, tackles for loss, everywhere on the field. He absolutely played a great game. And again, that defensive line does such a good job because they are undersized, against most of these offensive line, but they have better technique and they're quicker than most people, and they get and they put pressure on running backs, quarterbacks, and they're just running crazy. And Coach Vaughn said they're aggressive, no doubt about it. When you come and see and watch this Traverse City West Titan team, they are aggressive. That will stand out to you. That will jump off the field.
No question. Special teams, a blocked a field goal attempt, a blocked punt, a real nice return. You saw that. And then also, Gaston had a nice catch for a two-point conversion and a brilliant catch here, a 50-yard pass. Just there were lots of standouts in today's game. There's no question about it. But that defense, again, that is just a wall.
Yeah,
and they're going to have to be reckoned with in the Big North.
It is. It's so swarming. They attack from all angles.